listening to Bowie Bay Softball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Softball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Image Systems pregame show from George's Stadium. We're getting set for the third game in the series between the Hartford Yorks and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. It's game three tonight as the Bay Sox looking to finally right the ship. They continue to battle with Hartford, and today's going to be the day. Feel it, as Bowie is riding their longest losing streak of the season. But these things, of course, just can't last. Lots of good offensive schedules for Bowie. Just need to get it pieced together. A good performances from Hudson Haskin, Gunnar Henderson specifically, Ortiz and Shane Fontana as well. But they need to get it all together in time to push ahead after only one hit over the first 7 days game. A lot of focus coming in the cage the last couple of days. The in-depth attention at Batictus as well. As it's starting all into place, Bowie is still to work around a little bit of shorthandedness. Hopefully they can get a little bit more considering yesterday's rehab appearance from Dean Kramer, meaning they got six innings essentially out of starting pitching from Kramer tossing and Antonio Velez tossing. Hartford comes in for six this season, a 21-4 in the year. They're 2.5 games out of first place, second overall East Division, trailing only Somerset. The Yard Goats are 7-3 over their last 10, 8-6 when playing on the road from Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's come in for game number 34 here in 2022, a 13-20. They are on a seasons-long six-game week, but they're still 6 games out of first place. It's a tie atop this division between Akron and Richmond as the Rubber Ducks are surging and Squirrels are faltering. 3-game winning streak. Richmond on a three-game losing streak, and they're each at 20-15. The Bay Sox are six games out in sixth place. The closest to them is the Bay Sox are two games behind fifth place Curb. Bowie is on 7 over their last 10, and they're 8-8 when playing in front of the home crowd here at Prince George's Stadium. Your starting pitching matchup for tonight's game. Connor Lowbridge getting the nod for Bowie against Noah Gotsis. Gotsis is a race story, and we'll try to follow it up more depth once he gets to the mound. Two different stints in Indyball, and this is his second stint in the Rockies organization, and he's reaching well here at AA after making a single appearance above low until... Well, a little bit here and only pitching in low A at the start of this year. He started his career here in May, and it's been very, very good. While he did open the season as a reliever with low A Fresno, he started his career in the rotation and opened with scoreless innings. Overall, he's without a record and a 2.08 ERA in 13 total innings. He's given up one two-run home run and another mixed in. He's a contact pitcher. He's only struck out six batters and has not walked anywhere. He draws 65% as he works on the top half of the zone. So that's a big opportunity for Bowie to maybe get some of those high pitches, hopefully get under them just enough to knock them out. Get early and maybe push ahead once some runs get on base. On the other end, Lowbridge for the Bay Sox, six games and starts this season for the right-hander, record with an 8.80 ERA. 15 and a third innings, opponents are hitting 299 against him. Strikeouts, though, against just six. The third spot start for Lowbridge this season, as Bowie is still dealing with a lot of that shorthandedness, especially in the nation. Hopefully this is the last week that they do that. But the fact Lowbridge, what he's been asked to do, he's answered. Every single he's gotten three innings out of each of his spot starts, and so far as a starter, he's only allowed two runs, and both on a run by Jack Connolly of Reading, and that was at the stadium last week. That's a very hitter framework. Now, Lowbridge has really played his slider well, and he's played up in the zone well. If he can keep those two things, then I don't see why he won't be able to put together another good three-inning performance today. If he keeps it high enough in the zone, hopefully he doesn't let up too many home runs. That was his issue, the full of appearances for him. Remember, he gave up a high three home runs in his double-A debut against Binghamton back in April. But it should be a fun, no matter how it plays out. Bay Sox are still looking to hopefully break a six-game losing streak. We'll step us on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show return. We're joined by Zach Watts on an outstanding hitting streak right now, a strong five-game hitting streak. So we'll see what he has to say about his thoughts on just the Bay Sox dugout. Our guest next, you're listening to the DCA Systems pregame show. This is Bay Sox.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and muscles to poison ivy, case around the corner. At Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. Aim fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday 18th for a jam-packed night of promotion and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all works presented by DCA Imaging Systems. Our mother and son night out with spec ticket packages available at Bay Sox Shop. Most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Camp Out. When you purchase a spec, you and your scout can camp out in the Prince George's Stadium after the game. It happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at base.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Onyx accepts most insurance, and whether it is or Invisalign aligners, anyone can smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's lead orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we'd love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RASmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We're back in on the DCA Systems pregame show. We're joined now by Zach Watson. First time really getting to sit down and chat with him. How things going so far? You're hitting the ball well, five games.
Trying not to think about it. Just trying to work on my mechanics. I felt like I had some adjustment issues this season, so just getting back in the groove.
Any changes that you made recently or feeling a little more comfortable as the season finally progressed into its second month?
I made a little change Ed, from moving forward too much and really just, yeah, getting comfortable.
You hit the ball well over that doubleheader with Reading. The 11-10 game and the first of the doubleheader, I think it was a span of five appearances you hit for the cycle. Did you think about that too much or was it just,
I was actually outfield thing. I was like, dang, if I can get one more at bat, I might be able to hit the cycle. And then the next day came around, my first at bat, I hit the run. I was like, well, there it was. But hey, it's part of it, and I'll have another opportunity for it hopefully this year.
again, it's an on DCA Imaging Systems game show. Everyone's definitely offensively. A lot of great performances in Anderson, Joey Ortiz, Jordan Westbrook, Montana. The names go on. You guys all performing pretty well. What's the just the overall feeling in the cage each day and in the dugout each game?
I mean, it's just groove. That's what it is. It's baseball. You never know what's going to happen, and you're going to give it your all every day.
As we continue on getting ready for Hartford and Bowie, it'll be a little tough when it came to the way the strike zone was called. What do you do as a player when you go up a couple of times and you maybe have to disagree with the pitches and have to roll with the punches?
You just got to go in baseball. I mean, it's still the game that you grew up playing. Just go out there and do what you can.
Again, here with Zach Watson on DCA Imaging's pregame show. Shifting things over to maybe a couple of questions. It's like, boy, you got the best hair on the team, man. So what's the routine like that to so fresh day to day?
I have certain shampoo. I open it every night. Try to curls in and comb it so often. Not every day, though.
Dean came down for the rehab start yesterday. He's got long hair, too. Did you guys trade tips?
No, we didn't. He's got some nice hair. Like,
yeah. As we continue on, I remember you mentioned days ago, I think it was after one of the days or maybe after the two rainout Harrisburg series, you had the mall with Gunnar Henderson. And when you go store, what was, am I correct in remembering that? What was one of the moths that you picked up there?
They had bought a Mustang Jeep. I was hoping they had them match mine, but I went with a green one.
Yeah. I saw you driving that around in the Redding series. It's a very nice car. How long have you had that one?
Actually, that was my first purchase drafted.
There you go. That's to kick things off, I'd imagine. What's the that is the GT, though, right? So the V8?
Yeah, that's the V8. I had some extra stuff done to it, so horsepower, but yeah. That's my baby.
There you go. All right, now they've got the question for our social media channels, and then we might as well hear just to keep the fun going. If you've got a player on the team in mind, who is most likely to max out a credit card?
I'm going Andrew Dashbach.
Really? Can you explain the thinking a little bit on
that? He's a little gambler. So
I'll take it. One last question. Compare yourself to maybe some of the pitch on staff. Who is the pitcher that you would like to face if you had to step into the box against them? I've heard Nolan Hoffman a lot because of just the sidearm delivery.
The least amount, I would have to go with, just because he's my buddy.
There you
he knows what I like to hit and what I don't like to hit.
So he'll know where to feed you.
Exactly. It's a good matchup.
All right. Well, I really time, Zach, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's Zach Watson here on the D Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step us back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bucks and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, PestNow. You can reach us at 231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is going to be a fan of the Bay Sox. It's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, to ticket offers, and free gifts for signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss on all the promotions and giveaways at the stadium this season and next. The Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in expanding on a career in the pipe fit welding or HVAC service industry? You interested in a career path that was built for life without experiencing any college? If you are interested in these things, live in the D.C. area, the Steam Fade Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Glad you're back with us on the DC Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabat with you from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting ready for Bowie and Hartford a little bit. Let's go ahead and introduce you to the starting lineups for both sides. Chris Hartford is going to be taking over. It's Isaac Collins to open it up. Ezekiel Tovar will follow. Michael Tolia is batting third. He's come without a hit in this entire season. It's been interesting for these 1-3 for Hartford. They're definitely trying to mix it up just a little bit because you've got Tovar and Tolia. Good power and speed mix between the pair, but mind, they're just 3-17 in this series. Runs driven in. They've only drawn one walk combined and out 8 times. And over those first games, they have not scored any runs either. Tolia has driven one run with a double. but it's been it. Very interesting that this top three in the lineup has just been slated for Hartford series. Jimmy Herron rounded out in the cleanup slot. The Dunk is batting fifth. Jack Blum, he's been hitting the ball well since being double-A at the start of this series. He's 7 with 2 doubles and a homer driven in, has not struck out yet. He's batting 6th after batting 9th in the first two games. Nico will be the right fielder today, batting 7-4 in this series. Daniel Cope is behind the dish, and that could be helpful Bowie if they want to get their aggression on the paths going. Cope has a 2 of 12 base season, so if Bowie can some guys on base, maybe they can run around and see what they can do against behind the plate. It's his first appearance in this. It's a 250 average, 706. And then Jameson Hanna, he was leading off yesterday's game, was on the bench 1, and now he's batting today after going 1 for 5 yesterday. 276 average overall with a 733 OPS. For the Bay Sox, it'll be Hudson Haskin to open it up center field today. I mentioned was out of the leadoffs yesterday after leading it off to open the series on Tuesday. And it's interesting that Shane Fonda had such a tough day at the plate when leading off game 2. He struck out 3 times looking, or all 3 looking rather. He drew 1 walk, and I do think of that was a little bit because the strike zone. It was very, very wide and difficult for Bowie to pawn. I think both sides were very upset with the way that it was called. Bowie was just the wide that didn't get as many opportunities, it seemed, to ahead when the pitcher was on. They were focused in front of them, and they didn't put as much emphasis into the thought of previous pitch being called for strikes. That's what led to a lot of strike in game two yesterday. Gunnar Henderson follows up at third base. He's back on a 3-game hitting streak, going 0-for-4 in the first of the doubleheader on Sunday. Heading. Jordan Westberg is at second, batting third. Joey Ortiz at the shortstop position today. He's batting. Shane Fontana is in left for the Bay Sox today. He's been up and down out of the zone. 1-for-6 overall in the series. He's got hits in 5 of his last 6 games for Bowie, and as mentioned, a 297 average, an 881 OPS here in the May. That's jumped up his numbers significantly, because remember, he started the season 16. J.D. Mundy is the dedicated hitter today. Andrew Dashbach is next. And I mentioned this a little bit at the start of these. I might have said it offhandedly or off-air, is that I really wish that Mundy and Dash could get a little bit more time in the lineup. It's difficult when you've got guys platooning base like that, the 2 main first basemen for your only option is to have one of the designated hitter and one of them be for every single day. And the Bay Sox can't help that, especially right now, as their only operating man bench. Fortunately, have made a roster move. I'll mention it in just a bit before let's finish out the lineup. As Zach Watson will follow up in right field, he's batting 8th on a seasons-long 5 streak. And then Maverick Hanley is rounding out the catcher, bats 9th. If Hartford wants to try some stolen bases again, Hanley has been long. He's caught 5 of 8 season. He did give up 1 on base in game 1. That was Datris in the 3rd inning. Datris reached on an error, but was the only runner to even try against Hanley in the game. So we'll see what happens. As mentioned, there was a for Bowie here ahead of today's. Adam Hall has been reactivated from the injured list. He's going to mention really only come in an emergency season because, as mentioned, Bowie is so short-handed right now. They want guys get ample rest. As the Bay Sox take the field, we're ready for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Back, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. We're back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Splays by ZYPix will be lighting up the sky with fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreographies, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give EY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
First Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Base. The best value to see the best games at Georgia Stadium. You could save up to 30% selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive members, including flexible exchange accounts and suite rentals, special access to your restaurant, and a free members at your first home game of the year. Now by calling 301-4865. We're heading into BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we pretend your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and storage. Understand people print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more if we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Image. Office technology made easy.
We'll be right back.
It's time for Bowie Baseball. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Kyle Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game three in this six-game series for Yard Goats and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. Glad you're taking the time out of your day to join us. As Connor Loprich warms in the mound, Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Yard Base looks like this. Center field, you've got Isaac Collins, followed by Tovar at shortstop batting second. Solia, the first baseman, bats third. Aaron, the DH, bats fourth. And Shunk, the third baseman, bats fifth. Jack Blomgren, the second baseman, bats sixth. Nico Decolotti, the right field, seventh. Daniel Cope, the catcher, bats. And Jameson Hanna is in left field. He's batting ninth. The Yard Goats are the AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They're managed by Chris, assisted by Blaine Beatty, Thomas, Luis Lopez, and Mason Rook. Kelsey Brandstetter is the trainer. Hartford, a 21 record this year, a three-game winning second place in the Northeast Division, 2.5 games out of first. Well, that lineup, Collins, Tovar, Solia, Heron, Shunk, Blomgren, Cope, Hanna, all to face Connell Pritch on the mound. Switch hitters digs in batting lefty, and the first pitch on its way home misses high a fastball, and we're underway at 6-7 p.m. on an 8-degree sunny day here at Georgia Stadium. Wind pushing in a bit from center as the 1-0 is lift the other way. Count goes even at Mike on Collins. Appearance this series for Collins, added in the seventh slot yesterday, 1-for-3 with an RBI single, a one scored. Loprich winds in next, the 1-1, called a strike on the inside edge of the zone, the 1-2. They've got something going on in the bullpen over there for Hartford. It looks like some sort of high fickle as they're just wrapping up some of the tosses. As the 1-2 finally come in, it misses high and the count even at 2. Collins on the 8 games for Hartford, a 2.0589 OPS. Fumbles, no homers, 7 runs driven in. He's hitting 195 when leading off inning. Here's the 2-2. This is low, a fastball, and the count here on this leadoff batter today. Loprich looking to start things at high note. Fires the payoff, and it's in there for strike three. Got him with a fastball on the bottom. Collins checked on it, but it didn't matter. And that's how things get started for Connor Lopday, a backwards K. Starting defense for Bowie from left to right field, you've got Shane Fontana, Hudson Hat, Watson, Gunnar Henderson at third, Ortiz at short, Jordan Westberg at Andrew Dashbach at first, and Matt Canley catches behind the plate for Connor Lopes on the mound. First pitch home to Ezekiel Tovar, misses too far inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Tovar at 2 this year, a 905 OPS, 2 triples, 6 homers, 23 runs in. Here's the next pitch from Loprich. High and deep out toward left center field, Fontana running. This one's trouble and off the wall. One up over the head of Fontana, and it's on the warning track by Haskin. But Tovar, he might have slowed up space line on that one, thinking it would exit. He gets into second very slowly and is just his ninth double of the season. 101 miles an hour, only 354 feet away from home. Runner in scoring, now one away for Michael Tolia. Switch hitter bats lefty here. Tolia, 227 average, 744. First pitch. Misses up and away, and the count's 1-0. Loprich, a 115-pound, 24-year-old runner from Clovis, California. Traded to the Orioles from Pittsburgh at 220. Next pitch, curveball, hits the zone, strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. On the season with Bowie, Loprich has made 6 appearances, 2 starts. This is his third. An 0-1 record and an 8 ERA, but his numbers in the month of May have been a bit better. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up away, and the count goes to 1-2 on Leo, who's batting 227 this season. 0-for-8 in this series. In the month of May, Loprich has gone without a record, but has only 2 earned runs in 6 innings, the 1-2. Called on the inside, a changeup. Tolia expected the slider, but that's the case. It stayed in the zone, and that's the second strikeout for Lope looking. Your umpiring crew for today's game. Jude Corey is at third base. Kelvis is the crew chief. He's at first. And Sean calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Jimmy. At second, now 2 away. At pitch in. There's the slide, but it misses down. Count starts out at 1. It's a four-pitch offering for a four-seam fastball, then a slider, a curve, and a change. Herod on season, a 242 average, 890 PS, four doubles, five homers, 10 runs in. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. Hanley blocks it in front and pushes it up the third base line, so runner at base put, but the count goes to 2-0 on Heron. Lopritch's last start went well. He only gave up a two-run home run to Jack Connolly of Reading, but that's a very hitter-friendly ballpark for G Stadium, so you can't fault a guy if he gives up just one. Lopritch worked around it cleanly. Here's the 2-0. Swings too far ahead of the changeup, and the count goes to 2-1. Yeah, Lopritch finished out the inning. Did give up two base hits, but stranded both. The Bay Sox would eventually come back at early 2-0 deficit. It was a back-and-forth Reading that Bowie eventually lost 11-10 in an 11th-inning walk-off. Four sets. Here's one. Curveball. Just misses where? I couldn't tell you. On the track, man, said perfectly placed on the corner, but it runs the count to 1,000 a strike on that called ball. Much win left to be spoken of. Had a coming in at the start of this game, but after only about 15 minutes, here we are, the 3-1. Called a strike. That one missed, oh, but maybe a make-up, if anything, to run the count full on Jimmy. Lopritch trying to strand at second base. It's the payoff. Foul off is a fastball, and the count's Lopritch this season has allowed a base hit on a full count, 0 for 8. He's struck out 4, walked 4. Shadows pushing across just corner of left field, a little bit behind batting circle, but not really too much left on the field of play. Another 3-2, down and away, ball 4. Jimmy Heron walks, a 2-out full count free pass. It's only the 7th walk by Connor Lopritch this season. Aston second now with 2 outs here in the top of the scoreless game. Shunk, he's been hitting the ball well here. While he is only hitting 210, he's for 6 in this series with a homer. Pitch. Right-hander watches fastball just missed down inside. Count opens up at 1-0. Here's the 1-0. In the dirt, count goes to 2. So Lopritch has gone through some long innings this season, and this is already turned to one of them. He's at twitches. He averages about 19 per inning of work. He's thrown 50 in each of his last innings, but he's going to need an efficient inning after this to try that 3-inning watermark. Here's the 2-0. Misses high ball, and the count goes to 3-0. If he loses, sure, it's almost certainly a mound visit. As the right-hander sets once again. 3-0. Up and in, ball 4, a 4-pitch walk. So back-to-back walks now with 2 outs. The bases are loaded for Hartford. Let's see if Jack Conway does come out. It gives us an opportunity to tell you about Pest Now. Proud to the Bowie Bay Sox, a provider of pest services for Prince George's Stadium, so that you know that they are reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest needs, anything from general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, other pest control services, really. Now, 301-231-8300. Visit them online at pestnet.com. We're scoreless here on the top of the first. And it's deep into this game. Started strikeout looking of Isaac Collins, a dump field by Ezekiel Tovar. Then another strikeout looking of Michael Tovar. That one was on a 1-2 offering. But then a full count walk to Jimmy, 4-pitch walk to Aaron Shunk as the Bay Sox are getting a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen, Ryan Conroy. Conroy warmed last night, but the game is the first pitch to Jack Blomgren. Served into shallow center, a liner, and it falls. Hit. One run will score, two score as the throw comes in late. RBI single as Jack Blomgren continues to demolish the baseball, joining AA just a couple of days ago. Hartford takes a 2-0 advantage as Tovar and Hare Shunk to second base. Blomgren now 8 in his AA career with 5 runs in. So now here's Decolotti. First and second, two away. First pitch to the right-hander. Starter misses away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Decolotti, a 229 average season, a 629 OPS, a double, no homers, five runs driven in. Pitch is at 25 pitches. If he can't get Lottie out here, that might be it. Here's the low. Bounced over toward, picked by Henderson. Chargers the first. It's low but there to ending. So some two-out walks and a big hit for Hartford. Grin driving in a pair of runs. Two hits, no errors, two left. At the bottom of the first, Hartford 2. Boom on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing calls for a job done safely, and then your job calls for the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in MV. If you're a contract, safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 YDC. Start your partnership today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At S Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up for annual health screenings. Visit our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our care offices in your neighborhood. At you are the MVP. Learn more at shealth.org.
Bottom of the first here at Prince George Stadium as Bowie already trail nothing. Matt Sabatis with you. Coatsies warms on the mound for Hartford. Bay Sox will send the following lineup up to square off with them. Tudson Askin lead off in center field, followed by Gunnar Henderson at third base, Beckin. Jordan Westberg at second base, third. Joey Ortiz at shortstop, Backworth. Shane Fontana in left field, fifth. J.D. Mundy, the DH, bats sixth. Andrew Dashbach at first, bats seventh. Zach Watson in right, bats eighth. Ed Canley rounds out the lineup, catching and batting ninth. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, by Brandon Becker and Josh Conway. Come to John Billy Facto, Chandler Geller as well. Calvin Christensen, video coordinator, Birchfield athletic trainer. Bay Sox are 13-20 on a six-game losing streak. Six in the Southwest Division, six games out of first. On its way home to Hudson Haskin. Called a strike in the lower outside corner, and the count is up at nothing and one. Next from Goatsies. Ripped up left side and through the gap for a base hit. Haskins got hits in two of his last now and opens us up here with a single. Bay Sox can bring the tying run to the plate of Gunnar Henderson. Once more, that lineup for Bowie briefly. Haskin, Henderson, Westberg, or Fontana, Mundy, Dashbach, Hanley, all to face off against Noah Goatsies on the mound. Henderson, left-hander, batting 302 this season. 1025 OPS, 5 pulls, 7 home runs to lead the team, 20 runs driven in, first pitch. Is just high, a changeup. That's a tough pitch to ball on, but Henderson will take it. Count opens up at 1-0. Here's the next pitch. Henderson rips past first and into right field for a base. That one nearly hit Haskin. He had a damn way, but gets to second base standing as Henderson extends his streak to four consecutive games now. Bowie has runners on first and second to open up the first. Big opportunity now as they trailing 2-0. They count quickly if Jordan Westberg can get hit here. Right-hander has worked a lot of contact in his brief AA career. He's only struck out batters in 13 innings. Righty on righty, first to Westberg is a curveball. Held strike on the outside edge. That was this one. Count opens up at nothing and one. Two this season for Westberg, 754 OPS, 9 doubles, 6 home runs, 18 runs driven in. The 0-1 on its way. Lifted foul, right side, and quickly to nothing and two. Westberg's been making better cuts here in the month of May, but not as much power. His average is a little bit higher, but his runs, 5 were in April, 1 so far in May. First and second, nobody out as Bowie trails 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Coatsies looks back, runner at second, fires the 2, but the slider misses too far down away. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Lightander sets. 1-2. Westberg watches down and Cope had to move plenty that to keep it in front of him. Had some good numbers at least with runners in scoring in this season. At the moment, 50 with runners in scoring position. That's a step up start of this month as well. That's a jump of 20 points. Here's the 2-2. Lifted foul again, right side out, holds. So Welbridge needed nearly 30 pitches in the first inning to get through the 2-RBI single to Jack Blomgren. Right now, he is making Goetze's sweat as he's thrown 9 pitches. Already on his third batter, hasn't recorded the 2-2. Lift Allo right center. No, this one fairly deep. Back on a Decolotti, and it one hops the wall, bounces off the top of it, and will score. Haskin rounds third. He comes home to score standing. Henderson stops at third base. An RBI for Jordan Westberg, his 10th of the year, his 20th run driven in, and the Bay Sox suddenly have the tied go-ahead run in scoring position with no out here in the bottom of the first. Big chance right in Bowie. I've mentioned the key multiple times for the Bay Sox. Come yesterday when they needed to after they stranded a handful of walks on base early and didn't their second hit until the eighth inning. But now they've already got 3 hits before an out is recorded here first. So now it goes to Joey Ortiz, who's been seeing the ball himself this month. 2 draw average, 675 OPS, but 275 and 908 here in the month of May. First pitch. Touch is low, kept in front by Cope, and the count opens up at 1-0. So at the pitches for Noah Goetze's, only 7 of them in the those 7, 3 have been put into play for Bates. First base played in, rest of the infield playing at a reasonable depth. 1 Ortiz watches down and away, and the count 2-0. This is a prime example of the Bowie has, their aggressiveness with deep on the infield, the 2-0. Called an upper outside corner, it's 2-1 on Ortiz. In situations, I've already seen it a couple of times this season for Bowie. They will play the entire infield, but right now, Hartford will trade a tie for an out. Here's the 2-0. Ortiz swings through it and nearly falls over. Ahead of the changeup on the inside, goes even at 2. The next. Ortiz lofts it out toward field. Should be deep enough to score the tying. It's picked by Decolotti. Henderson goes to third, and Westberg beats it out easily. As Henderson scores, Westberg advances. Ortiz drives in the tying sacrifice fly to right. All of a sudden, after just the first out of the inning, it's tied at 17th RBI this for Ortiz. And now it goes to Shane Fontana. First pitch home to Fontana. Breaking ball misses inside. Count start. Defensive alignment for Hart. Got to give it to you after the first out. From left to right, you've got Jameson Hanna, Isaac Colicalotti. Aaron Shunk is at the Ezekiel Tovar at short. Blomgren at second. Michael Tolia at first. And Daniel Cope, the catcher. Next pitch. Fontana watches a pitch just miss wide, maybe a bit down. And the count goes to 2. 273 average for Fun. 41 OPS. Doubles, 3 homers, 12 runs driven in. Runner at third, one away, the 2-0. Just missed again, a fastball. Really trying to nibble on the edges. Wow, that's what worked yesterday for Carl Kaufman. He struck out 8 batters. 6 of the 8 strikeouts were looking. But this is a different umpire and a different pitch. Kaufman, a very good placement guy. There we go, swing and a miss. Fontana had a green light, but came up empty on a foul up and in. Count goes to 3. See, 6-1, 109 to Regis University and was signed as a free agent by the Rockies. Twice. Here's the 3-1. Misses. Fontana lays off on a check swing and it's 4. It's the first walk that Noah Goetze's has allowed season in 15 and a third innings of work at this point. Here's J.D. Mundy. Runners at the clean, one out. If Mundy gets it out of the infield, he takes the lead. Here's the pitch. Mundy bounces it over pass, but foul. Totally arranged on it, but it was out of his reach. Didn't matter. So the count starts out at nothing in Bundy. 2-1. Grounded to first again. Too far foul. And the count goes in 2. Mundy 35 average this season, a 6-7 OPS. 5 doubles, no triples, 2-10 runs driven in. Let's see what he can do here. Pickoff throw back to first. A risky move with a runner at third and only one out. You throw it a bit wild and that run scores. Of course, the throw get him. We'll wait on the 0-2 to Mundy. Is fouled off. Got a breaking ball and just nicked it back to the screen as the count stays at nothing and two. Well, we're talking about pace of game and pitch all that. At this rate, we're going to be here for a while. Already about 25 minutes deep into the first inning. Here's the 0-2. Foul the other way. Count stays. Mundy is over in this series. 235 average over the year. He's only hitting 167 with a scoring position as well. That's about all in with his numbers all season. That's a step in either direction, really, since the start of the month. 0-2. Mundy rips it up the front this time, but it still hooks foul. He's turned on them well, but just too early because there's not much from Gosi's in terms of his offerings. They're not too overpowering. They're located fairly well. But Bowie's been reading. Zone is different than yesterday, the 0-2. Elber over to first. It should score the run. The first baseman, he has to turn and go to first to retire Mundy. He's in with the 3 unassisted put. Westberg was sprinting home on the pitch anyway, or on the contact, I should say. And the Bay Sox take 3-2 advantage. So here's Andrew Dashbach. So for Mundy, that's 7th RBI of the season. First pitch to Dashbach. Breaking ball misses up, and the count starts out at 1-0. So that 27 pitches for Noah Goetzies now, and it looks like they will get a right-hander up and move if he can't get through Dashbach, which is a tough order. Dashbach can really grind out plate appearances. The 1-0 misses down, and the count goes to 2-0. So yeah, right crossing. This to be Felbonta Smith. Saw him in game 1 of this series. Here's the 2-0. Dashbach swing changeup away, and the count 2-1. One average for Andrew Dashbach this season, 7 OPS, a double, 5 homers, 11 driven in. Still wind, a very nice, calm, sunny day at the stadium as Bowie takes a 3-2 advantage. Here's the 2-1. Inside it, him. Dashbach will get the freeze. Hit by pitch. Yeah, extends the end. That was his 30th pitch, and that could be the limit. Yard goats in their all gray road uniforms. Looks like we're hook here, though. The Hartford on the front side with the blue hat, Bay Sox in their all-orange uniforms with the black block buoy on the front, white pants. Haven't had the call just yet. We'll see what Chris DeNorfia goes with at the first mound visit. Actually, DeNorfia either. That's Blaine Beatty, the pitcher. It looks like we will stick with for just the time being. Air's around the corner at Patient First. They're 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site x-rays and prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fit. The inning started with 3 straight base hits. Singleton, Haskin, and Gunnar Henderson to put runners in second. Then a double by Jordan Westberg made it a one-ball game. Joey Ortiz sacrificed fly to tie the game. Fontana drew a walk, and then JD grounded out to first, driving in Westberg from third. It's 3-2 Bowie as the first pitch to Watson is baseline, sliding grab by Shunk in the short way to second, and that was the wrong. Everyone is safe as Zach Watson picks up the old single, extends his hit streak to 6 consecutive games, and reloads the bases. Bowie here with 2 outs in the first inning. I said it was the wrong choice. I should say, more accurately, it was the choice, and it was still just too late. Shunk really nowhere else to go. Here's Hanley. First pitch misses high. Count starts out at 1. Hanley 0-for this season. This is loaded walk. He steps up with all 3 runners on. The 1 out and away, and the count 2-0. Hanley is coming off of the end of a season-long 3-game hit streak. Overall, he's 145, 502 OPS, 2.5 runs driven in. Bowie ahead, 3 is loaded, 2 outs at the bottom of the first. The called a strike, just Nick side into the zone, and the count goes to 2. And Hanley didn't play yesterday. He went 0-4 in 1 of the series. Here's the next pitch. Bounce foul, third base side, so goes even at 2. In at first, Dashbox second, Fontaine, Hanley with a 2-2 count. The pitch from Goetzies is fouled off back to the screen again, and the count stays. So all 36 pitches now, speculating for about 2 batters, but if Goetzies loses Hanley and it goes back to the lineup, and he's still in the game, then that's definitely something. Another 2-2, Hanley pokes at it, and it flares foul right side. It's even. Overall this season, he's only hitting 118 with runners in scoring position, but has the Bay Sox players been having an impressive May. Once the weather warms up, a lot of guys can get a little more looser, and that's the way the Bay Sox offense has been. The 2-2 bounces in, kept in front by so now every base will get a head start here as the count fills with 2 outs. So either Hanley draws his second bases loaded walk, puts it in, strikes out. There's a lot of ways it could go. Get a jump. This next pitch will be number 39 for Goetzies in the inning. On its way, swings and misses. Chai, and he's down on strikes. The Sox leave a little bit on the tape. They still bring home a lot. 3 runs for Bowie on Fitz. No errors. 3 runners left on base. After 1 inning and about 3 minutes at Prince George's Stadium, we're reckoning as Bowie leads 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th, Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators with school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office get 2 free tickets to them of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 8th to Friday, July 1st.
Baseball specialists, base stealers, pitchers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. Get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect or visit Chesapeake Employer at CEIWC.com.
A birthday Bay Sox is the best time at the bar. Bring your friends and family out to be the star of the show. Dance on with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Next birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George. Book yours by calling 304-464-4880 or at Bay.com.
Second inning here at Prince George Stadium, a long first inning, going to be an outlier this evening. What shouldn't be, though, is a Bowie lead, as they have a 3-2 advantage with 8-9 for Hartford here in the second. Connor back to work for the Bay Sox. First, this one bounced over to second, picked on by Westberg at the waist. He spins to first with a moment to spare. Well, I said it after the inning that Connor Loprich needed an efficient frame to get back into his 3 innings. That's usually out of him in his starts, pretty much in all of his outings. And 26 pitches in the first, one pitch out to open the second. So that's easy. Here's Jake Hanna. First pitch. Breaking ball called for strike in the lower out corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. Jameson Hanna on the season, found the lineup in this series. Actually didn't one, led off in game 2. Length today, the 0-1. Harrison puts it right in front of the batting circle. Lopich picks it. He zips it to first in time. So Bowie's had a couple of miscommunications on those plays this season, whether they've been practicing in the mornings or not. Maverick Hanley was immediately ceding control to Connor Loprich on that one. He laid off, pointed directly to Loprich first base, and it paid off. 1-3 put out, quickly 2 gone. So all of a sudden, it's on just 3 pitches for Connor Loprich, and now it goes back to the top of the lineup in Swift Collins. Collins struck out looking back in the first. Bases empty, two away here in the top of the second as Bowie leads 3-2. First base. Fastball misses down and in. Starts out at 1-0. But like Noah Goetze's might already be as right-hander is back throwing in the bullpen. Hartford, here's the next pitch. Called a strike. Outside edge, a jump there from Loprich, and the count goes even at one. It was a full count off that he got Collins to walk through the zone back in the first. See if he tries for contact. Curveball, a beauty. Middle after the break, and the count goes to 1-2. Whatever the case, Loprich has worked himself into a prime position to finish out. He'll usually allotted three innings if he can get the strikeout here. The 1-2. First, it's not the strikeout. It's actually picked by the second baseman, Westberg, who played to pull and sent to first for the out. So a more efficient inning for Connor Loprich. He used a total of seven pitches to retire the side in order. We're on to the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie's 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are 2022 and registration open now. Three sessions this summer by Orioles Hall of Famer and former year Al Bumbry, along with former Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at George's Stadium. All campers get a free Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox space is limited. So head to baysoxshop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball today.
Sky Splays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Sox games all season long. The best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find calling us at 570-328-1361. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is a care team providing professional organic care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program provides ballpark quality results, each served tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green offers outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Control insects and enjoy the outdoor with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The second here at Prince George's Stadium, Loprich thankfully gave us enough after both sides combined for a 30-minute first. He retired the side Loprich on just seven pitches, all three groundouts, two of them left or to the right side, one of them a bunt groundout. It'll be the Bay Sox top of the lineup to get things started, and after such a laborious standing for Noah Goetze's, his day is already done. The right-handed starter went only one inning, gave up four hits and three runs all. He struck out one batter, and that was it. So now over to Phineas Delbonta Smith, second appearance in the series. First pitch, Haskin watches slider miss down away. Right-handed comes set, fires the next. Haskin watches called strike on the outside edge. Even at a ball on a strike. Hudson opened up the first inning with a single, came around to score the first three runs as they lead 3-2 here. Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in, 1-2. A little bit about Phineas Delbonta Smith. Got the moment. A 6'9", 109-pound, 25-year-old right-hander. Fires the 1-2 to Haskin, and it's driven deep to right. Decolotti back to the warning track, squares it up, and turns around just before the warning track to pull it down. That one looked like it had a lot more carry off bat. But only 94 miles an hour from Hasker, as he got a good ride on it enough. A fly out to right opens things up in the second. Here's Gutson. Appearance this season for Phineas Delbonta, and again, second this series. First pitch and misses down. Count starts out. Henderson singled to right in the first inning. He came around to score the tying run on Joey Ortiz's second fly. They play him pinch hit if he wants to surprise something, but that's not really his style. He instead pops it up on the infield, back the shortstop, Var, called off by the second Blomgren, and it's Blomgren for the catch. Two away, Westberg. So six appearances for Delbonta season with Hartford. He's pitched 1.17 ERA. That's only one earned run in 7/3 innings. He's allowed five hits, walked a batter, and has struck out 10. First pitch, Westberg is lined over to short by Ezekiel Tovar to end. He ranged to his right, probably only about 5 feet, 9 miles an hour off the bat. A little bit more reaction time than usual. Sox go down quickly here in the second. The third at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie Leary 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and media from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore or at the Tackle Box team store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bat balls, all at great prices. Light of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com. The Tackle Box is the only best Bay Sox gear for you, fam. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to farms. But less than a get yourself a delicious, hot, finest, and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new seed coffee machines grind those rich, full coffee beans and brew them one instant cup at a time. It's why Royal makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Farms.
At DCA Aging Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, outpaces, scanning, and workflow, to document security, we understand people print, printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-121, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology made easy.
Third inning here at George's Stadium as Bowie holds on to a 2 lead. Connor Lopridge back out at a very quick 7-pitch second. He says 2, 3, and 4. Ezekiel Tovar, he checks his swing on a high ball and went to start. Tovar doubled and scored the first of two runs back in the first inning. As Lopridge was the 0-1. This one grounded a long run for Ortiz, and he can't get there. Into center field for a base hit. Tovar has a 2-for-2 day. He gave for 11 in this series. That's one of the things that Bowie has done a lot this year. They've when they played a pull, they really put it on hard. Because even when some of these batters, decent rates up the middle, which Tovar is okay, 27% center, pulls at 39%, the other way 33%. Still leave massive gaps up the middle. It's happening. Here's Michael Tolia, first the switch hitter batting lefty, watches up for a ball. It's 1-0. Again, that very efficient second inning. Connor Lopridge should be able to at least to the third, and that's usually where Bowie likes to for him. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike. Outer edge of the count goes even at 1. Tolia struck out looking on a 1-2 pitch back in the first inning. That was the set frame for Hartford. Before they scored any of their runs, though, they played 2 with 2 outs. Pickoff throw back to Frag. We'll wait on the next pitch. Bridge sets. And delivers. It's fouled off. Just a piece back green. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Tovar is a perfect 11 for 11 with stolen bases this season, but he has not attempted one in this series. That's what's so interesting, because he has getting on base. It's not like he hasn't been. We'll see if he tries here, though, but with a 1 count, I'm interested. There he feigns it. Pitch misses just down. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Got me for just a second. Or 2 balls and 2 strikes, rather. Loads up to 39 pitches here. Fires the next as Tovar put. Just misses down and away. He's trying to get that called strike with a location. And again, that might have been quick yesterday, but today, little tighter on the zone, very slightly. It runs the count full with no runner at first. We had one. Throw back to first, not in time. Do imagine we will see Tovar taking off, though, on a full count offering. Big opportunity to hit and run if Tolia can get a base at Tovar's speed. Could score him if it's played well, because there he goes. The 3-2 is grabbed to first, easily stepping up. So Tovar does escape, maybe been a double play ball. But Tolia does ground out, runner now to Sace with one gone. So now here's Jimmy Herron. First pitch home. Checks his swing. It's called a strike. Curly way. Sits the top half zone. It's nothing in one. Dances. He's being held on by 1 second as the next pitch is popped up right center. In on it. Watson. Will Tovar tag as Fields. No tag. Though is ripped to the infield and picked by Ortiz at short. There. Third baseman. So now here's Aaron Hunk. At this point, when Connor Loprich looks like he'll finish. The new question is who's going to bullpen? An interesting Ryan Conroy was warming up in the first. Seen him since. He warmed up yesterday and could finally be his time. Here's Aaron Shunk. First time up. First pitch. Tovar takes third. Throw to third. Not in time. It was a swing and a miss. One was close as Henderson squats down a bit in frustration. That's only the fourth steal to Maverick Hanley this season. Very close play. 12th of the season for Tovar. But it's nothing in one to start, and it still has to be a base hit to tie the game. Sacrifice fly does he no good with two. Here's the 0-1. Slider misses down and away, hand in front of home, and the count goes even at one. Sun's starting to set a little bit here at Prince George's Stadium. Still some sunlight to be seen on outfield, little streaks of the infield, and partly on Connor Loprich himself, but the infield grass is shadow. Even one. Guide out towards center. Be playable for Hudson Haskin, and he's there. Change up, sent into a fly out, ends the inning. Ezekiel Tovar leads off with a single, gets left stranded. We're on the bottom of the third at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 3-2 into Bay Sox baseball.
Most people know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what the world would look like if you didn't have to generate electricity, heating, or air conditioning. Microproduction, internet service, base storage, cellular service, frozen or refrigerated produce. Imagine? And these are just some of them that we impact. Please visit steve-602.org. Let's talk about how we can bring value.
PestNow is proud to partner Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pests, call PestNow. You can just at 301-238-3300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it made Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's bark in the park, but now you can get your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the city. You can get your tickets now for the first Catter Day at 301-4865 or at Sox.com.
Glad you're with us at Prince George Stadium as Bowie, trying to break out of the losing streak, has a 3-2 advantage. Joey Ortiz, the first batter, watches a called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in. It's Ortiz, Shane Fonda, and J.D. Mundy do up for the Bay Sox half inning. Phineas Del Bonta Smith continues as the 0-1 is swung on and missed down. It's nothing in two. Ortiz is rocks pink batting gloves right now. He was joking about it back when the Bay were in Reading last week, says they were working for. As the 0-2 comes, it's bounced over to the other side by the first baseman, Tolia. Flips to the pitcher covering, and Delbon Smith gets there to retire Ortiz 1. That's how the inning starts. The Bay Sox have gone 5 in a row after Zach Watson's infield in the first. Here's Shanna. First pitch to the lefty. Called a strike on the outer edge. Count up 1. Fun has been reaching base in a lot of key instances for Boone. Drew a walk back in the first step.
He's riding a five-game on BO1, bounced high over to second, picked up by Blomgren. He side of first as Fontana was sprinting. Throw beats him, and there's two gone. Here's Mundy. I tell you, if you can't so far today, the allergies, the pin today, are really starting. Just do some damage. First pitch, he called a strike on the lower outside corner and one. And I came with some hitters. Got the heavy dew drops on hand. The nasal spray. Still much. Next pitch to Mundy. Fouled off left. And the count goes to nothing and two. Bases empty. Two away here in the bottom of the third. Ahead 3-2. Each side quiet after the inning. This is Delbon Smith. Fires the 0-2 to Mundy. It's lined up the third base side, but fat. That one will hit off of the fence of the Hartford clubhouse, and the count stays nothing and two. We'll have to go around and ask Lindsey Birchfield might have any athletic training. Really, they've got some of the best medication for the player. If I could maybe sneak a cough drop or two, you misses high, and the count goes, maybe not a cough drop, but more of an antihistamine. Ball and two strikes here. You grounded out to first, but drove in the go-ahead run for Bowie in the first, and he lines this one to left here, but it's picked by Jamison Hanna on the nose. So the Bay Sox go down in a consecutive inning as we move to the fourth at Prince George's Stadium. Leads 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Lindy Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic bay program for residential and commercial lawn. Our lawn care program provides par quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for evest lawns. On the Green also outdoor pest control services. Mix ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the out summer with On the Green Incorporated. On the Green Inc. com.
Best way to take it a game is with a group outing at Prince George's. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities. Team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks of the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-480 or going to base.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleans. Together, they help their teams from the rest. Specialists also Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from others' compensation insurance companies. Our team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with an agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersCEIWC.com.
Rolling on earth here in Bowie, and it's interestingly going with Connor Lowbridge half inning. Reasonable to know after the first, Lowbridge has seen things up, only allowed one base runner, and worked quick contact outs, hasn't labored through any long strikeouts or walks. Jack Blomgren, first pitch, a fastball strike on the outside edge, it's nothing and one. Blomgren had the 2-2 double in the first inning with two outs that looked Bowie could find themselves into trouble, but it, since then only one other better. Next pitch. Fastball called a strike, a little bit inside, but the count goes to nothing on the right-hander. It is 48 pitches for Connor Lowbridge. He is approaching a season's high, but at the rate he's working, why not stick with him? The 0-2, half swing, he went around on a slide and away, and that's the third out for Connor Lowbridge. That's the first swinging strikeout. He struck two of the first three batters, both of them hooking, but now he's back here to kick off the thing. Here's Nico Decolotti. Righty on righty as Lopes then delivers. That slider misses away. Count starts out at one. You know, I've thought about it a little bit. I've seen some of the news around minor league baseball. It doesn't affect Bowie in it this year. As the 1-0 comes in, misses away. Count goes to 2. Ballparks. Finally been retrofitted with the long asked for umpires as the 2-0 is bounced to third. Backing up for a moment, Henderson at the waist. He fires to first, a little high, but in time. Dashbach did have to stretch up to pull it in, but he gets it. and it's a fun put out for two way. And looking at some of the just literature about it is really interesting, is that for now, the umpires are only there to relay what computers say. And computers are only reading the exact location of the pitch the moment it crosses the instant plane. Here's Daniel Cope, first misses, no, called a strike, and the outside count opens up at nothing and one. So one of the first things that asked is, well, if a ball is in front of home but still crosses where one would be, would that be called a strike? It would. Here's the 0-1, line or a base hit. Cope has his first hit of the series and of the game. A two-out single up the after he grounded out to second base back at first. So that'll be an interesting experiment, because yeah, everybody wants the surefire to say, yes, this is a strike as a ball when it comes to kind of clear pitches, not that lead to massive arguments when sides agree that a zone may be a little bit off. Here's Jameson Hanna, first pitch. Slider hits the inside edge of the zone for a called strike one. Runner at first, two away. Bowie ahead 3-2. Here's the next. Swinging a little nip, bounced foul, third base side. Count quickly to nothing and two on Hanna, who grounded out back to the pitcher back in the second. He tried to surprise a bunt down, but Connor Loprich and Maverick Handley a good read on it tandem to get the out. Rather, this is not Jameson Hanna. This is Brenton Doyle. Next pitch misses away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. So Hanna is out, where Doyle is in. So Hanna only went the one. Here's who, as Loprich looks to get out of the fray. Fouled off again left side. Counts on two strikes. Doyle on the season at 233 average. Four homers and driven in. A little bit extra space paths too, but they're trading Hanna seven steals for Doyle, who had seven steals. This is just a fast team. We need to get in. Here's the 1-2. Lifted high right. Watson back on it. He can't get anywhere. It's gone. Hartford takes two-run home run for Hill, his fifth homer of the season, up to 10 RBIs. It's 4-3 Goats. That's where a lot of the trouble has come for Connor Loprich this season, too. Gave up the home run for his only two runs in his last outing. Gave up a career-high three home run, double-A debut. Run in his second appearance of the year at Akron. He gave up five earned runs in that. Faces Isaac Collins, the leadoff man. Here watches a called strike on the upper half of the zone. Count starts out at nothing and one. So it's a 4-3 game now with Hart ahead. It'll go to Bowie to try and get back to work against Phineas Dilbaugh. With next pitch, curveball misses down. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Here's the next Loprich. Half swing, call anyway. Change up hits the outside edge of the count, goes to 1-2. This is already the most pitches thrown this season by 10. That was his 61st offering. But remember, he did have a lot of starting experience in the Pirates organization. It's not anywhere near his career high. Here's the 1-2. That pitch has been called a strike before, so I'm that's called the ball this time. Misses just a bit. And the count goes even at very fluid strike zones over the last 2 days. Here's the 2-2. This is far away. Reasonable call. Run it full. Ron Roy is up and moving again in the bullpen for Bowie. If Loprich is Collins here, I imagine that's it based strictly on the pitch count. The payoff on its way. In strike three. After a curveball in the lower inside, Loprich gets out of the frame, but now for Hartford retakes the lead. A two-out, two-run home for Brenton Doyle. And as we move to the bottom of the fourth at Prince George's Stadium, Hartford up 4-3. Your Bay Sox baseball.
Scattered displays by ZYX will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom graphlays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more at us at 570-328-1361 online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's a very special day at Prince George's, Saturday, June 18th, that UTIS, the Roberto Clemente and Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Insurance. Fans that get to the game will bid on game-worn Bay Sox proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th, with the Roberto Clemente and Baseball Celebration, and you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted answers. From document creation, output scanning, and workflow to document security, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out how we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Systems, office technology made.
Bottom of the fourth inning here as the Bay Sox now trail 4-3. Matt Sabata is with you as we have a couple of defensive changes to note. It'll be Phineas Delbonta Smith on the mound for the Yard Goats as he finishes with the bottom three in the Bay Sox lineup. Into Dashbach, a swinging strike, a fastball, and it's nothing and one. Dashbach, Zach Maverick Hanley. There is a quick switch in the outfield for Hart after Brenton Doyle came in as a fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Back to the screen and the count to nothing and one. So Doyle comes in, Jameson Hanna, who is batting ninth in left field. Doyle still bats ninth, center field, and the pre-fielder Isaac Collins shifts to left. That's where Jameson Hanna was. So very simple. Collins in left, Doyle in center, that's it. 0-2, fouled off right side, and the count stays at nothing and two. Aku got pitch on a 2-1 offering back in the first inning. Here's the Dashbach lifts it high into right field corner, but it's slicing. Touchdown on the berm. After Dashbach, it's Zach Watson Hanley due up. As Delbonta Smith, here's the next. The 0-2 bounced on a short Ezekiel Farfield and fires it to first time. I tell you, man, geez. You're stuck in a booth by yourself for 3 minutes a night. You've got out of time. Trying to hide the fact that you're holding onto a cough drop. Has a nasal spray going at the start of the game. Still only doing probably about 30% of effective as a job. It's a fun day. Here's Zach Watson. First pitch lasered into center, but on the screws to Brenton Doyle. Watson is retired on the line. And there's two. Here's Maverick hand batter, first pitch. Check swing, called a strike on a slide away. Count opens up, nothing in one. Here's the next. Hanley swings through it again. Change up down and two. He struck out swinging back in the first inning as the Bay Sox have actually gone down 9 in a row. Zach Watson had an infield single in the first. 8 by Phineas Delbonta Smith. He go 2. And it's up and in, called ball, 1-2 on Hanley. So Delbonta in the eighth inning of Tuesday's game, single and a hit by pitch, but struck out two and got a pop out. 1-2, bounced slowly over to short, picked up at the toes by Tovall. He gets it to first for another 6-3. That bookends the inning for Hartford. We're on to the fifth here at Prince George's State. We trails 4-3. We're back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC servicing, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wage and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602. That's steamfitters-602.org, and talk about what we can do to help life.
Hey kids, the Futures Club is the best way to be a f- of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Go over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotion ways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Coffee lovers, know where you'll find the freshest cup of coffee? Right at Royal Farms. Because with a new brewing system, it takes less to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. The freshest, flavorful cup of coffee you can buy, Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fat, Royal Farms.
New pitcher on the bump as we move fifth inning here in Bowie. It's trailing 4-3, and they have Conroy in relief. Bowie got four strong innings out of Oakridge. He gave up five hits and four runs with four strikeouts and two walks. Now a home run. It was a two-run to Doyle, a go-ahead homer for Goats. But again, in a start, you don't expect a lot of dips out of a guy like Oakridge, and he's still well for Bowie. Makes way for Roy in the first pitch to Ezekiel Tovar. Fastball that misses inside. Opens up at 1-0. Conroy, a 6'3", 190 right-hitter. Eighth-round selection is seen from Elon, the 1-0. Lit the other way. Running on it wide, and he camps under. Makes the chest high, and there's one gone. Tovar, that's the first time he's been put out today. As it goes, Michael Tolia now, switch hitter will bat as a lead. Conroy on the season for Bowie is 2-1 with 7.30 ERA and 7 out of 12 and one-thirds innings of work. 20 strikeouts, only Fox. He's allowed two home runs, and he's getting off of one of his toughest of the season in Reading. First pitch to Michael Tolia. Misses away for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the next. Bounced foul. First base side. Committed a ball and a strike. Tolia on the 0-2. Or on the day, I share. Goodness. Oh, today's gotten away. He grounded out to base in the third, struck out looking in the first. Here's the 1-1. Looked over to second, past Westberg, tried to dive, but timed it properly, and it gets into right for a base hit. Westberg gave it a read, but that one was a tough one to read at 101 miles an hour off the bat. So a single for Tolia. That's first hit of this series after starting 0-10. Here's Jimmy Aaron, first pitch. Misses side. Count opens up at 1-0. Aaron walked and scored in the first inning. Flew out the field back in the third. He's 1-for-6 combined in this series. Here's the next. Ball called a strike on the inside edge from Conroy, and the count goes even at 1. Conroy only made one appearance in the Reading series. He came in at Noah Denoyer, had opened strong, but actually gave up three runs, including runs. Pickoff throw to first, unsuccessful. And then Conroy was immediately tagged for ton contact early. He gave up four consecutive singles to start the seventh inning, allowing Redding to get in one run. Eventually, they tied the as the next pitch is on down low. They appeal. It didn't go around, so the count goes to two ball and a strike on Jimmy Heron. Here's the next. Heron will jump just miss away, and the count 3 balls and 1 strike. It's a nice day here at Prince George's Stadium. We've got the lights on, but they're not doing much as the sun is taking up most of the responsibility. 3-1 is the curveball for Conroy. It hits the inside edge zone, and the count runs full. I imagine it's a convoy of
Jimmy Heron relatives in front of us. They had some Yachts gear on, and they cheered the loudest when Heron's was called. And Louie's interacting with them right now after they cheered out. Here's the payoff. Everyone's ripped out toward left center field. Hassing on it. He dies but can't get there. Toward the wall as it gets by Fontana. Gosheim Tolia going first to home. The throw comes. And they got him! What a relay from Fontana all the way down to Hanley. And Tolia is trying to go first to home. Incredible for the Bay Sox. Heron picks up the double. 8-6-2 the Putolia for the second out of for Shane Fontana. Or 7-6-2 rather, as Fontana is the one that threw that ball in. That's his second of the season. So now here's Aaron Schick for pitch. Swing and breaking ball inside, and the Kings up at nothing and one. Shunk 0 for 1 on the day. Walk back in the first inning. Single to flew out to center field, rather, in the third. That's a big timeout assist for Ryan Conroy to try and frame. The 0-1 bounced over to short. Bonnet gobbling Ortiz from the edge of the grass. He gets it to first in time. So some great defense helping out Ryan Conroy there to keep it a scoreless game. A pair of base hits, including a double, but an outfield assist. Fontana makes it a score. Halfway home at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie needs the offense to get going as they 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
Sunday, May 22nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George's. For the first time this season, the Bay Sox transform into El Congrejos Fantasipeak and face off against Los Perros de Akron as part of Minor League Ball's Copa de la Diversión. It'll be a fiesta celebration all afternoon at ballpark, all presented by Chesapeake Insurance. Get your tickets today at 464-4865 and online at .com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Onyx is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Onyx accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's honest right here in the D.C. area, we'd love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your consult. That's rad.com for Rad Orthodontics, official provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleaners. Together, they help their team stand from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physicist, and more. All to get your employee to contain costs and keep... That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth here in as the Bay Sox looking to get something offensively, trailing by just one. Second reliever out of the bullpen, Hartford, is Jared Biddy taking over. He fires the first pitch to Hudson Haskin, and it misses down and away for a 1-0. Top of the line for Bowie here with Haskin, Henderson, Webb. Phineas Delbon Smith is potentially in for a win after three perfect innings. A half swing and a little swinging for Haskin past the mound and bare second baseman, no play. Well, how do you do base hit there for Haskin? That's his second of the day, and the second time that Bowie has the leadoff man aboard. For Haskin, his seventh multi-hit game this season, puts the tying run on base for to open things up. But it was an interesting relief outing for Phineas Delbonta Smith. Had three perfect innings. Everything was put into play. No base, no strikeouts, no walks. Just everything into putouts on the infield and outs. Pitch to Gunnar Henderson. Misses down a foul. It's 1-0. Got to tell you about the new hurler on the mound, Jared B. 6'2", 180-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Iowa, Texas. Fires the next in, and it misses down and in for a ball two. Biddy picked up as a minor league agent back in 2021. On the season for Hartford, he's only made this and has gone 1-1 with 4.7 ERA, 5 2/3, 4 strikeouts, and a walk. The 2-0. Slider misses down and it goes to 3-0 on Gunnar Henderson. Hudson Haskin at first base. He's safe. Henderson is 1-for-2 with a run scored. Came in the first. He popped second his last time up. 4-3. Still a six-game losing streak. Trying to have that tonight, the 3-0. Bounced over to first, and it's going to be a double play as Tolia sends to short for one to first in time. It was Blomgren on the back end, or rather, check that, it was Biddy covering on the back. So 3-6-1 as Henderson grounds into his double play of the season. A single quickly eliminated. That was a lot of speed from Jared Biddy. I didn't come getting there that fast. So now here's Jordan Westberg. Much outlook to the inning, then just a couple of seconds first pitch. Westberg watches tailing slider miss down and away. Oh. But again, Boobie still won't trailing by one, so at any point, really break through and tie the game up. And it looks like they will go back into the. And I think that might be Adam Stauffer. Here's the one. Lasered into center field, but on to Brenton Doyle. He backs up feet and pulls it down. And though Bowie gets a leadoff base hit, they only send the minimum to the plate. And as we go to the sixth here at Prince Julium, the Bay Sox still trail 4-3. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control service, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 201-231-800 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest fest at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a funny ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you season with 16 different to choose from, so get your tickets now at Bay Sox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of with fireworks every home say. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all song. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, truth musicals, custom choreographed play, much more. The night sky is true, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us 573-281-36 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
All right, you're on to the sixth inning here in Bowie. Yeah, it's still trail 4-3. Bowie goes into the bullpen for a second time as Ryan Conroy will only take it for the Bay Sox. It was a quick inning, but did have a little bit of intrigue. He gave up two bases and nearly a run. If it weren't for a field assist from Shane Fontana, a run. But eventually, one scoreless inning with two hits, no walks outs. Makes way for Noyer, who will face off against the bottom of Hartford lineup, opening with Jack Blomgren. Bunts it in the air, foul, and picked by Maverick Hanley. Over to the right side, and Hanley records the out with just some of the best reaction time you'll probably ever see, as Blomgren is retired to start. Why even test fade Blomgren in that situation? He's been hitting the bell to all field, and with power, he's on three extra base hits, including a homer and the two RBI single in the... Why punt? I'll question that for a little bit. But here's Lottie, first pitch. Breaking this is down, and the count starts out at 1-0. So Noah DeNoyer, 225-pound right-hander, free agent signing for the Orioles back in 2019. Pitches a slider that misses down and away. Count. He actually went to the same community college, San Joaquin Delta College, where Dean Kramer went, who started yesterday for the Bay Sox, 2-0. Bounced over to the right side on a screamer by Westberg. 101 more off the bat. Westberg fields to first for the out, 4-3, and there's two away. DeNoyer is coming off of an interesting appearance against Redding. He had two outings against the Fightins the other day. And if I'm wrong correctly, he actually had a very fun appearance on the 15th. Tell you more about it in a second. He works fast. One of the things I picked up most from him. First pitch to Daniel Cope. Misses high count. Starts out at 1-0. So, correction. He actually only made one appearance against the 15th. He can retire the side on basically balls in play in the 4th and 5th. Next pitch is popped foul. Third base side. See it? He does. And in front of the coach's box, he makes the catch. So fast, I barely get time to talk about him, and that's what happened back in Reading. So they go down in order here in the sixth, and as we move to the bottom of the frame, the Bay Sox trail 4-3. We're back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry?
Are you in career path that will set you up for life experiencing any college debt? If you're interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters U.S. 602 Apprenticeship Program is the choice for you. For more information on the program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash at the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play Game Stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox Birthday Party is an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium by calling 301-4-4880 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to roast, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of finest and freshest coffee in the world, because Royal Farms' new sweet-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
To the sixth inning here in Bowie as the base will trail 4-3. Joe will lead things off for Bowie, followed by Shane J.D. Mundy. First pitch home. Ortiz watches changeup. Late called strike on a pitch outside. Ortiz is going to do one of those things where you're just so excited of everything that's been going wrong. Stare blankly into space. That's what he was doing, because that was a ball. Called strike. Here's the 0-1. Swinging him. And that's what happens in previous pitches like that. Strikes, when they should be called balls, leads pitchers to dance on the edge of the zone and get the swinging strikes, because batters don't know what they can't take anymore. Here's the oath, misses down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Because if Ortiz sees a pitch that's going to come in that general vicinity, he's going to have to go after it. And if it breaks just a little bit, it'll make him look silly and strike. And it all stems back to the fact that the zone is just a little too wide today. That's how it was yesterday, too. Here's the 1-2. Misses up and away, and the count goes even at 2. And it does loop back again to the question I was having earlier about the ball strike system, ABS, that they have AAA now. They had tested it previously in leagues, and I think a little bit in OA, as the 2-2 is called on a pitch outside again. Ortiz watches two pitch outside of the zone for called strike. There's nothing you can do about that, and that's what hurts, is that as a batter, you're doing everything you can, and then when you go back and look at some of these reports, some of these videos, as these teams have ready for batters now, you see that you've done everything right. As the first pitch to Shane Fontana is a swing and a miss on a breaking ball down, count opens up at nothing. And that's really where I feel for guys, because they do everything right in these scenarios, and they're still ones that luck out. Here's the one, misses away, or I should say, come out on the other end. Misses away, and the count is even at a ball and a strike on Fontana. Sun setting a little bit here at Prince George's Stadium. Still plenty of blue above. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Next big side, and the count goes to 2-1. A little bit of intriguing over at Morabito Stadium, and Binghamton leads 9-0 and hasn't given up a hit. Here's one. Fontana grounds it over to backhanded on a knee by Blomgren, but plenty of time to stand up, turn and fire to first for the 4-3, two away. Bowie has sent the minimum to the plate since Zach Watson sinked in the first inning with two outs. After that, a strikeout, then now retired. A leadoff single for Hudson Askin in the fifth. He was taken out of play. Here's J.D. Mundy. First pitch. More chop over to the right side, and it's the shoot tops of Jack Blomgren second. Probably one of the toughest plays that you get as an infielder. That Baltimore's so hard to really pick the tree of. And because of that, it'll base it for J.D. Mundy. Breaks him a game hitless skid. And Bowie a base runner for the first time since the leadoff man of the last. So now it's Andrew Dashbach, runner at first, 2-0 tying run for Bowie at the moment. First pitch, Swing and a miss. Breaking ball side. Count opens up at nothing at one. But again, it is interesting to see how that automatic ball strike system will be received at the AAA level. They're implementing it now, because I think when it was in Florida State League last year, it was suggestion more than anything. One. This one lifted high but foul. Third base side in play. Running onto the shortstop Tove out of room. Nothing in two. I believe in the Florida State League last season, the umpire still had final say, but an audible result for each pitch could use that to influence making if they wanted to. But in Trip now, that audible result from the automatic ball strike system, the call, and the umpire just recall. The 0-2, dash box it out to center. Initially, Doyle picks up on it, but now he runs in, reads it, and receives it. The inning is over. So the base hit, two-out single from J.D. Mundy. He's left stranded at first as we move up at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie Trail for three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Nitro with an all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. New athletes, new tricks, and the crazy actions. The Good, Bad, and Rad Tour by A-Shop marries the sketchy, scary, and cringe-worthy dangers of our action sports to the hilarious Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk lives to send it. Bowie, it's going to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 on sale now at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats, stomach aches, and pulled muscles to an IV, care is around the corner. Patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, and first is here for you. Pay first. The name fits.
Patient first. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to Ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jacked night of promotions and fun at Georgia Stadium. It all starts with fireworks, DA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packs available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts Be a Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, Scout can camp out in the outfield at Georgia Stadium after the game. It opens on Friday, June 17th, so find out and get your tickets now at BaySox.
Already on to the seventh inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox still trail three. The action, a quick blast in the inning for Brenton Doyle, and that's really been the story of this game. Noah Denoyer continued for Bowie as Doyle with the frame. He had a two-run home run in his first plate appearance in the fourth. Jumped ahead from a 3-2 deficit to a 4-3 lead. He swings and misses on a high changeup here. Count goes even, a ball and a strike. It was Doyle's fifth home run of them, came against Connor Loprich, who tossed a season long for him. 1-1. Called a strike, lower outside corner, fastball from Denoyer, and the count 1-2. I mentioned it, Denoyer quick in his first outing for Bowie. It was his double-A debut, 1-2. Pieced foul, back to the count holds. Retired the first three batters, at the first six, I should say. Balls in play. And he worked quickly throughout all of it, but then in the sixth inning, he ran into trouble. It was his third inning of work. The 1-2 pitch. Misses wide. A chain count goes even at two. In the sixth, a solo home run to Jalen Ortiz. Three in that series, so it's fair. Two-run home run, two batters later to Josh Ocho. This one lifted high out towards Shaw Center. Haskin ranges in, Sunder, and makes the catch. One away. And so far, Denoyer is putting together a similar inning here in his second double appearance. Two pops and a ground out in the sixth inning. Three balls in play. And now fly out to start the seventh inning. Let's just hope if he goes out for the eighth, long balls don't make another run. Here's Isaac Collins. Switch hitter D in the first pitch is called a strike in the low-right corner of the zone. It's nothing in one. Collins is 0-for-3 on the day. Pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball in two. And I did say pregame, interesting decision to put him in the leadoff slot. He's only batting 195, which is under his ready low 206 season average season. He's 195 in the leadoff. This next pitch fouled off of the catcher, and the count stays at 0-2. But Collins is twice, both looking. He got to the second baseman back in the second inning. As Bowie trails 4-3. You're in the top of the seventh. Collins to pull here, only 33, however. He swings and misses on that call,
No worry about the pull. It's a strikeout for DeNoyer, his first day, and his third this with Bowie. Fifth overall strikeout for Bay Sox, and there's two away here in the seventh as DeNoyer has retired five out of the pen. Akron pulling it on in their no-hit. They lead 12-0 over Binghamton. Here's Ezekiel Tovar. Misses down for a ball at 1-0. Tovar flew out to right field. His last time. He's 2-for-3 overall and grounds this pitch foul. Third base down evens. Obviously a big finish in yards earlier today. Anthony Santander with a 3-run walk-off run over the New York Yankees. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Tovar. Goes chasing on a fastball down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. A lot of people are enjoying what the Orioles are putting together, and while they are still 500, if I'm not mistaken, a lot like Bowie at the moment that seemed to be there, just not clicking yet. The 1-2 served up the middle for a hit. Skips past the mound in center field as Tovar has a hit day, six hits in this series. But he's a two-out base runner at the moment, so DeNoyer can still get out of it quickly if he works through Tolia. On the day, 1-for-3, 6-5, and got thrown out trying to score first base in that frame. First pitch, misses down, and the count, no. See if Tovar tries to take off again. He stole third. That's been so fully steal this series. He's stolen the big off throw, no 10. So we'll wait on the next offering. Here comes set. No bullpen action from their team as the 1-0 is a fastball right away. Call it for a strike. Count goes even. Again, still some set here at Prince George's Stadium, but the lights carrying probably about 40% of the load. Foul off back to the screen. And it goes to 1-2. You can see just a small strip of that orange in the setting sun out past the tree line in the outfield. Still a lot of deep blue as it darkens above. As the 1-2 comes in, it's foul, first base side toward the base dugout. They play Tolia hard to pull. As switch hitter, he does do it plenty, 40 for the time. And he hits the right hitters a little bit better, batting .234 left-handed hitter this season. Two. Wow. Pitch called a ball on a perf-placed changeup on the upper outside corner. Just about every piece of it hit the zone, according to readout, and DeNoyer made a perfect strike. It runs the count 2. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Can't call that a ball as goes down, chasing the exact pitch, and DeNoyer strands the runner at first. That's a tough one. Glad he only needed one more even. It's time to stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Still trails, though, 4-3. We're back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia, favorite Bay Sox players, and stars of the Baltimore Orioles at Tackle Box Team Store. Jersey, hats, autographed bats and ball at great prices. Located right of the gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Special also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team is orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. Get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployers.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care provides park quality results, each service tailored with guaranteed results for even lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the out summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Fans Care Corner at Patient First, urgent care that's open PM every day of the year. Need it. Learn more at patientfirst.com.
But stick around, because we've still got a very fun game coming toward its closing innings. Seventh at Prince George's Stadium as Bills 4-3. Zach Wavrick-Hanley, then the top of the lineup, Hudson Heskin do a first pitch. Watson pops up on the infield, now behind home. The right side, Cope sheds the mask. Sunder makes the catch. Watts immediately out on one pitch. As Bowie trails by just one, they've only been able to manage two base runners since the end of the first inning. It was a leadoff single by Hudson Haskin fifth. He was taken out on a double play. And then a two-out single by Jindy in the sixth. He was left stranded. Now here's Wavrick-Hanley riding an over 2-day. First pitch. Breaking ball called for strike on the outer edge is one. Despite the fact that Bowie has been held so quiet at the plate after the first, surprisingly, Wavrick-Hanley is the only batter that hasn't reached base for Bowie today. Here's the 0-1. Bounce slowly to the right side to Blomgren. He picks it in the baseline first in time. Fourth put out, and Hanley is retired. Quickly two away as it goes back up to Haskin. Jared Biddy continues the mound. He has given up the hits, but so far faced only one of them, so he's been working cleanly. As Hudson Haskin steps, only multi-hit day for the Bay Sox this evening. First pitch. Fastball. The strike, bottom edge. Opens up at nothing and one. It was more than bunt that Haskin put into play. Snuck past the mound, made it really important for anyone to get there as it almost came to a dead stop between the mound and seconds. That's no man's land. Here's it. Ripped hard over the third. Eats up Shunk, bounces over toward short, and Haskin is safe. Come down as a base hit, but only 77 miles an hour off the bat. Would have been a tough bounce, if anything. We'll see what Hall is. They call it an error on Shunk. Slowly it was hit. I think that's a real assumption that he probably should have made that play. And Haskin reaches on the error. Second of the season for Shunk over at the hopper. So now here's Gunnar Henderson. If someone's going to put Bowie ahead, right now it'd be Gunnar. First pitch home. Henderson is called strike. Change up. It's bottom half of the zone. It's nothing and one. Well, he comes in as the hottest bat in the lineup for Bowie right now. He's got three home runs in his last games for the Bay Sox coming into today. The next pitch comes in. This is what's called down, but was in the zone. If I'm going to complain of strike zone when Bowie batters are getting called balls away, also complain when the pitcher's four hard-hitting strikes that should be strikes. Here then, Henderson checks his swing on a low. They appeal. He didn't curve, and the count goes to 2-1. So in reality, it should be 1-2. But Henderson out. He's been hitting the ball well here in the month. A 3.7 with a 12.09 OPS. Lead league with his overall OPS. Of 10.25. The 2-1. Misses away for a ball. It's 3-1. So you've got a hitter's count here with a runner at first and 2-0. Henderson with an opportunity to, if not tie the game, put Bowie ahead with another big blast. Biddy comes set guy. Fires the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Henderson chases the curveball down. That's an excellent. And the count fills. Henderson season only batting 214 on full. But he's walked 30% more struck out. Asking off, he has a very short lead off of first. Goes, the payoff is just ticked. Hits off of the glove of the catcher. Count stays. I brought up some of these numbers, too. How batters perform in the first games and then how they bat in the back end of games. Henderson, one of those rare batters for Bowie, that acts better in the first six frames. Almost seven after the sixth. Trying to buck that trend here. Another payoff pitch. Down low, ball four. For Henderson's league-leading 33rd walk this season. It's the puck given up by Jared Biddy and only the save by Hartford pitching. And now Jordan Westberg with runners at second and now two outs. Tying at second base. First pitch. Westberg, his curveball missed down at 1-0. For Henderson as well, that was also a walk here in the month of May. In comparison, he struck out only 10 times. And that pitch led to Blaine Beadling he didn't like. So the pitching coach out to have a quick chat with the hurler.
after missing just a little bit. And again, some of these pitches are and we've seen some called strikes before. Henderson duck out with a couple of pitches in the zone, balls. Hey fans, don't forget on the grid celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control service. Guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. They can help turn your land lot into something resembling the lush greens of Prince George's Stadium. Mention this ad, mention the Bay Sox test, and you'll receive a discount on your first lawn or pest control service. And outdoors this summer with On the Green operated by going to onthegreen.com or calling 416-950-0444. Taking over, Westberg back in with a count. Pitch from Benny. Westberg, ball down, and the count goes 2-0. Not even any stirring in the Hartford bullpen at the moment. They're sticking with Biddy, who is on his inning of relief. The 2-0. Westberg watches a called strike bottom edge of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Westberg numbers have been on the upswing with scoring position. He's averaged about 20 points over two plus weeks, month of May, 2-1 pitch. Dirt, smothered by Cope. It slides between his legs, comes to a stop there. Has the count to 3-1. Another hitter's count, obviously on Henderson, but it went full and walked. But now on Westberg, the 3-1 pitch. Ripped up the third baseline and a fair ball to the corner. This will game as Haskins scores. Henderson motors around third, but he's held or he would have scored too. The relay throw was bobbled, but the game is tied. Two out RBI double by Jordan Westberg. Westberg's 10th, 11th double this season. In this game, he had an RBI bagger back in the first inning. Boy, has he been clutch the last weeks for Bowie. That run is unearned. Hudson Haskin reached on an error of outs that would have ended the inning. But now here's Joey Ortiz try and take the lead. First pitch. He watches changeup called for zone. It's 0-1. It would have been a plate if Henderson came home. He was scrags. But the right call for Moore to hold him. Of course, hindsight is 20-20. You didn't know that the relay was going to be mishandled. Here's the 0-1. Misses down and away, and the Cavs even at a ball on a strike on Ortiz. 2 on the day, had a sacrifice fly first. That tied the game at the time. Hartford actually got a 2-run home run to take a 4-3 lead, rather. Bowie's now tied it here in the bottom of the 7th at 4. 1-1. Ortiz watches call strike, middle. Count going 2 strikes. Ortiz struck out looking in the 6th inning. 2 of the pitches were outside of the zone. So delicate situation right now. That's why I said it then. I feel bad because sometimes the batter can't even trust his eyes if he's going to get runs like that. And hopefully it's not affecting this plate appearance now. The 1-2. Lifted center field, but on the line to Bill. He's there to make the catch. It comes to a close, but Bowie capitalizes on the two-out error. That draws a walk, and Jordan Westberg doubles in Hudson Haskin. One hit, one error, two left. The 8th here at Prince George's Stadium. But tied it. It's 4-4. You're listening to It's Baseball.
Baysox Youth Base Camps are back in 2022. Registration is open now. 3 sessions summer led by Orioles Hall of Fame former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbin with former Baysox outfielder Stephen Bins will take part in in-depth on-field and go head-to-head in camp-wide Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Baysox hat and a ticket to a base game of their choice. Space is limited to BaysoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Baysox Youth Baseball Camp today.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamers UA Local 602, the highest level of HVAC, specialty piping services, various customers we serve. For information about the services we provide, of companies you can hire, please visit hitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we pretend your team of office technology to be your trusted advisors. Print output devices, scanning and security and storage, we on people print, not printers. DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we view DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, this technology made easy.
on to the eighth inning here at Prince Stadium. A brand new ball game as Bowie has tied us up at four. Pitch home from Noah DeNoyer is too far down. And the count starts out at 1-0 on Jimmy Herron. Herron will lead things off. Then Herron can Jack Blomgren. A 4-4 game as this fouled off right side. The count evens at one. Herron on the day, 1-for-2, doubled in the fifth inning. Nearly drove in a run, but Michael Toglia was thrown out at home trying to score. He got stranded and from there. 1-1 from DeNoyer. Oh, a full hanging curve. Hit inside corner of the zone for a called strike. Goes to 1-2. Mention it a little bit, his double-A debut, because my goodness, curve, it moves so well in both planes. The 1-2. Fastball misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-2. Herron walked to score the first run, make that the run of the day for Hartford in the first. They had a 2-0 lead. Bowie took a 3-2 lead in the first. Two. Spoiled right side, and the count holds. After Bowie put on their three runs in the first, Wyatt for the next five innings, only two base hits, and only sent one over the minimum to the plate. Then they finally broke through, realized on an error in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. Gunnar Henderson walked, and Drisberg drove in a run, the 2-2. In a piece just off of Maverick Lee's glove. It rolls in front of him, played, and the count holds still. Bases empty, nobody out. Top of the eighth inning, a 4-4 game. Pitoyer bounced to third, but fat. Great backhand, in fact, by Gunnar Henderson. Momentum going. Might as well at least put in the nose off the range a little bit as well. And Henderson definitely needs more of that experience over at third base. Kind of settled into what's felt like the primary shortstop for Bowie. At least he's the one that I think of when I think of. As that comes in, this one bounced third. Picked by Henderson at the shoe tops. Takes a couple of charging steps and gets it to first base in time. Five, and there's one gone. See, that's one of the things that I see Henderson a lot. That we think he could experience at third is that a lot of those from third to first have been a little bit lower. He's only committed one error third base, though, so this isn't anything that's a fault to him. Remember, he's still only 20 years old, so he's just got to get older. And that's one of the issues that Bowie had. So overloaded with infield talent that sometimes not have too many reps. Here's Herron Schunk. Pitch misses inside. The count starts out at 1-0. Next pitch, fires a strike, changeup hits the head corner, and the count evens at one. Dunk riding an 0-for-2 day. Walking flew out to center field in the third, to short in the fifth. Lifted the other way on a line, that one down for a base hit, and bounces off of the fencing in foul territory. Picked by Watson and sent to the field, but it's a stand-up double for Shunk. His eighth two-bagger of the season. Go-ahead run for Hartford is in position with one away here in the top of the eighth inning. That one just placed late on a fastball away. But middle, that's what's going to happen when you pitch it in that just general vicinity if they can time it up. So now it goes to Blomgren. Collected base hits and all three of his at the double-A level, and he drove in two runs first inning. Righty on righty as DeNoyer will try to retire him. He did so in the sixth. Blomgren was the first batter DeNoyer faced, and the first pitch is a changeup strike in the lower outside corner, nothing in one. Now, Blomgren tried to surprise the first pitch of the sixth and bunted it into the Maverick Handley, caught it in foul territory, and questioned when it happened, why hitting the ball so well would you surprise a bunt? The 0-1 misses a count goes even in a strike. A lot of times I'll see guys try to bring out a bunt, surprise it if they're in a slump, use it for the slump break, but not when you're hitting hot. Why break up them? Or that rhythm that you're in. Just left me scratching my head. Here's the line. Swing and a miss. Back pick to second. But the throw a little high. High fastball there. But swinging strike on Blomgren. Count goes to 1-2. The only one that's tried that this season. I don't think Coach Roberts has tried those back picks to second. And Handley has got an error with it this year. One pitch. Slider misses down. And the count goes even. Blomgren. Runner at second, one away here in the eighth inning. A 4-4 game as Bowie is still riding a 6-game streak, their longest of the season, hoping to break. DeNoyer foots the run. Set at the waist. 2-2 pitch. A miss, he got him. Fast away, and Blomgren down on strikes. Third punch out of the for DeNoyer after only getting out two in his double-A debut. So now Decolotti, 0-for-3 day. He's hit it on the ground all three, 2-to-3rd, 1-to-2nd. But now with two away, much easier task for DeNoyer. First pitch, swing and a miss. Change up, up and in. Count opens up at nothing and one. And as about DeNoyer, too, back in his debut. Haven't seen it as much today, but that pacing of his, that rhythm of his, the pitch just doesn't exist to him. He's slowed it down a little bit here. Smith runner on base. Here's the 0-1. Misses high, and it's even at a ball and a strike. But there was a stretch, those first two innings of his double-A career, when he tired the side with putouts in the field, where he was about 2-3 seconds on pitch clock between offerings. Now making a more reasonable about 10 seconds. 1-1 misses away to Decolotti, and the count goes to 2-1. Again, I think part of it has to do with a runner on base, and who knows, maybe it has to do with just nerves and emotions and adrenaline running through your double-A day. As the hitter sets and fires the 2-1, it's spoiled out right side. That was a quick turn count, even at 2 on Decolotti. Run second, 2 away. Count even at 2 as DeNoyer, scoreless frame, would be his 3rd. Hopeworth strikeout as well. Pitch. Misses down jump. Smothered by Handley and Fills. Decolotti 1-for-7 this season on full counts. 3 strikeouts. Pay off here. DeNoyer sets. Fires the pitch home, and it's again right side. There's a left-hander up in the bullpen for Hartford. Haven't seen him tossing too much, just mulling on top of the mound at this point. But I have been locked in on no trying to finish out his 3rd scoreless. He's at foul. Another payoff is swung off for strike 3. Spun a curve inside, and DeNoyer's his 3rd scoreless fizzes it off with back-to-back strikes. He's up to 4. We're on in the bottom of the 8th here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie and Hartford are tied at 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to bones. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk-in doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day of the year. X-rays, lab, prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injury. Patient First is here for you. Pay first. The name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For actual and commercial pest control needs, now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game, group outing at Prince George's Stadium. From entertaining clients to birthday parties and fundraising opportunities for your team, Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group. Beatable rates with plenty of options on seats and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have a full time. Find out more and fill your group outing by calling 301-464-4882 or going to BaySox.com.
Move on to the bottom of the 8th inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie is tied with Hartford at 4. A new pitcher will take over on the mound for the yard. 3rd reliever of the day for Hartford, P.J. Poulin, takes over. Jared Biddy tossed 3 innings, an unearned run, but it was a game-tying run. Shane Fontana is the first pitcher for Bay Sox, and the first pitch way for a ball. It's 1-0. Funny Dashbach due up in this half inning for Bowie. As the left-hander Poulin sends home, and Fontana watches a called strike, low side corner, count goes even. So it was 3 innings, 50, 3 hits, as mentioned, an earned run, 1 strikeout walk, that's it. Here's the 1-1, Fontana watches breaking down away, count goes to 2-1. And it makes way for Poulin, a 6'1", 95-pound, 25-year-old left-hander. Marion, Massachusetts, his hometown, an 11th draft selection in 2018. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fontana was pitched down. changeup runs the count to and a strike. Bay Sox have an arm up and moving in their bullpen. It's like Morgan McSweeney will take the nut. Here's the 3-1. Fontano on ball four. Go ahead run on base to open up the eighth inning for B. First walk allowed Poulin, only the third allowed Hartford pitching. This has been a very dedicated pitching staff to the zone well. Bowie only drew four yesterday and only one walk in game one. That's just so unlike them. The league's walk leader have just been held so quiet on zone. And again, part of it is to do with wide zones that have been called this year. Here's J.D. Mundy. First pitch fouled the other way. Fastball was on the hand slightly, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Mundy, a one-for-three day, single to second base, sixth inning. The next, Mundy lifts it foul the other way, and the count goes to nothing and two. Pete on the season has made 13 appearances. This is his 14th, second-most team. He's 0-1 with 2.87 ERA, 15-2. 21 strikeouts. That one Fontana was only his fourth. This allowed three home runs, save, and two chances. Next pitch, slot well away. Mundy, easy time reading that one to lay off. Goes to 1-2. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 4-4. Pickoff throw back to first. Fon takes about 2.5 steps to get back. Easily. No slide. They don't even apply a tag. As we'll wait for the pitcher to put the rubber before he takes his lead again. Boulets looking for low and away again. Pitch home to Mundy. On and miss for strike three. Got him with the full away. And Mundy is first strikeout for a Poulin. That's only the third time the Bay Sox have struck out all game. I find that interesting. Because, I guess yesterday, with how many times Bowie struck out, having a tough time reading, and some of its wide calls, fluid calls, back and forth calls, they've been protecting it today and putting more balls in play. Andrew Dashbach misses away, count starts 0. That's why there's been so few strikeouts, especially in the game. Yeah, at this point, they realize the zone is a lot wider than they normally are. Other umpires have called across the season as the 1-0. Mid to Dashbach, count to 2-0. So they're forced to protect the zone more, and it just leads to more in play. Worth the first inning when they got three straight base hits to open, but not as much. At first, one away. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Half swing in the zone, and change up on the upper half. Count goes to 2-1 on Dashbach. Dashbach 0 for 2 on the day, got hit by in the first, and was stranded at second base. Here's the 2-1, swing and a miss. He's on a fastball high in the zone, and the count even at 2. You know, talking about a first and nobody out to start anything, that's what Bowie did here. Actually, there is now one out. There was an interesting for Indie Ball team recently. I think it was the Frontier League in the second. As in, swing and a miss. Dashbach on a fastball high. Last pitch is in the same exact spot, and Dashbach didn't read either of them. Back-to-back strikeouts for PJ, and there's two outs after the leadoff walk. So I think it's the Fear League, one of the independent leagues across the country. They got a new sudden death type of extra inning. If the game is still tied after 10 innings, they go into a different type of game-ending scenario. It's one-half inning. Here's Zachman. First pitch bounced over to second. It's picked by the second baseman. He's to short and sliding in safe Fontana. That's the hustle of Fontana. Blumgren tried to go the easy route, a little fancy, flipping it to his Ekvar, but Fontana slid in while Blumgren tossed up. That's a fielder's choice that Fontana beats out, and Fontana is a big error. Now that go-ahead run and scoring two outs as Watson reached first base. Incredible. That's what coaches like to see, that hustle play. Just because things look dead in the water doesn't stop. Now here's Maverick Handley. First pitch, right-hander. Watches called strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. As I was saying earlier, the managers decide the game in those Frontier League games. Who is pitching anything if the game goes to that sudden death? And if it goes to death,
A runner is placed at with nobody out. Here's the 0-1. Lee watches down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. And the team that's pitching gets three outs to try and finish the end. Team that's hitting gets three outs to try the runner. If that runner scores, they win. If they score, the team that's pitching wins. That's how it is, no matter what. Here's the 1-1. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. So I imagine somewhat similar to like a hockey, where if the pitching team wins, they're credited with one extra run, give them the win. But that's just how that works in the Independent Frontier League. Here, 2-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball by Hanley. There's just a little bit of late movement there on those Vaipulin. He's been punching them hot, and Bowie batters are just awestruck by it. They can't get any. Happened to Andrew Dashbach on back pitches. Happened there to Maverick Hanley. And it'll be Morgan McSweeney to try the ninth for Bowie. Bay Sox have a go-ahead run at second base here with two outs, trying to put him in a save situation. The 2-2 pitch inside the corner borderline, but called ball three. That was a good pitch. Just did hit for P.J. Bullen. So now the count fills, and first and second will get a head start. Hanley back in. Watson it for Anna at second. There you go. The pitch home is bounced foul. Third base side, a little bit to the left of the on-deck circle, and the count stays full. Scattered applause, Georgia Stadium, to try and get it going. Well, the night has fallen here. It's still a very lovely evening for Sox to try and break out of this six-game loop. One of their best chances he can get it done. Payoff to Hanley. Outside ball four, and the base loaded for Hudson Haskin. That's the second walk by P.J. Poulin, both in this inning. Again, after he had only walked three batters in 15 and two-thirds total innings coming into this game. Haskin on the season for five with the bases loaded. Does Sox only grand slam. He's driven in seven total runs, but out three times. First pitch home and serves it out to deep center field. Doyle running back, but he squares up in front of the warning track. Ends the inning. Haskin get a ride. He's liable to go on the first in some of these key scenarios. The inning is over. Second time today, Sox have stranded the bases loaded. They didn't even get a hit in the frame. It's two walks and a fielder's choice. So we go to the ninth. Bowie will try to walk as they're tied with Hartford. Four. We're back in a bit. You're listening to baseball.
Hey, Beans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday 8th to Friday, July 1st. Teach educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox will get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 20th, Friday, July 1st.
There is a weekend in July where a world revolves around a village of state New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family activities and priceless moments. It's today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fuller, Gil Hodges, Jim Mini Minoso, Tony Oliva, Neil, and David Ortiz as class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Steelers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out for best. Specialists also help set employers' insurance apart from other work and insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work and keep premiums down, that's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersEIWC.com.
Keep things going on tonight here at Prince George's Stadium. A tie game as Noah Dinner will come out for his fourth inning of relief. Morgan McSweeney was warming up in the last half inning, and he's still warming up now. We'll see how long it sticks out for this inning as the first pitch he'll cope is called a strike. Slider side edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Good face-off against Cope and Doyle, but Doyle does have a home run today. Would be two right-handers to start and then switch hitter Isaac Collins to follow as this is lined out to deep left field for a go-ahead solo homer.
Well, it doesn't matter now. As Hartford takes the lead, Cope hits his second home run of the season. And it's 5-4. Well, Denoyer Rambler's spot is this in his double A. After tossing two strong innings, he gave up a solo home run in his third inning to lead off. And then two batters later, a two-run home as we've got to wait for an errant ball out of the Hartford bullpen. So now Bowie will go into the eighth with another deficit that they'll need to come. Here's Brenton Doyle. First pitch misses down, and the count starts out at one. So that's the third home run given up by in his double-A career. First run he's allowed today. As the next pitch comes in, down and away a fastball, and the count goes to 2-0. Here's the next. Breaking ball down, and the count goes to 2-1. And the Sox have been in just such a bind lately when it comes to the available manpower out of their next pitch, swing and a miss, fastball away, and the count goes even at 2. Doyle 1-for-2 on the day, 2-run home run in the inning. That was a go-ahead home run. It was up 3-2. It led them down 3. They eventually tied for him. Next pitch. Grounded over to short. Baseman Henderson scoops it at the infield. Grass throws the first, and it's there. Excellent Drew Dashbach to spear it out of the air. 5-3 put out. Keep Doyle off the base paths as it goes back to the top of the lineup and Isaac Collins. But again, Bowie has just been so shorthanded, understaffed in their bullpen for now. Just recently adding Hall back to the roster to save the man bench in an emergency, which doesn't really seem like they're going to need. First pitch to Isaac Collins is a strike. Breaking ball on the upper outside, nothing in one. But again, Bowie is only at 27 players. The league's limit is 28. Here's the 0-1. Served towards center field. Haskin curls back, but squares it up and makes the catch. About forehead high, and there's two gone. Now goes to Ezekiel Tovar. A 3-for-4 day. We'll see if they leave to face him or if they go to Morgan McS, who looks like he's done warming up. And they're sticking Royer for now after the home run he used through two batters. But again, Tovar has the hot bat right. 6 hits in this series. He swing first pitch, a fastball outside edge. It's nothing in one. After this week wraps up, the Bay should finally get a lot of folks the IL. The 0-1 half swing pitch. He went on appeal, so the count goes to nothing and two. Once that happens, Bowie should get a majority nation back, not have to rely on spots anymore, and let guys get a little more breath in the bullpen. The 0-2 away for a ball. It's 1-2. So you can some bullpen outings, put them a little bit shorter to where you rely on Connor Loprich and Noah Denoyer for combined innings. This next offering, grounded second, picked on the run by Westberg. Rainbow tosses to first in time for the three straight groundouts to end the Denoyer, but not before Daniel Cope pushes Hartford back ahead. A leadoff solo home run before the makes it a 5-4 game as we go to the ninth. Bowie needs 1-2 to win. It would be their third walk-off of season if they can get it done. We'll talk about it after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
Most people don't know what a Steamster is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what you would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity or air conditioning, microchipping, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, frozen or refrigerated produce. Do you imagine? And these are just some that we impact. Please visit steamsters-602.org. Let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting a sky with top-of-the-line fireworks showing Bay Sox games all season long. It will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include shows, true pyro musicals, great graph plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't be give ZY a try. Find out more calling us at 570-323-61 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deep Prince George's Stadium with weekly prints all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at ticket office with a proof of service and you'll pay half price. Bring along your fur and woof Wednesday, and it's the best half round every Thursday from 5 to 30. $2 Bud and Bud Light Draft. Other beer specials throughout the year. Live music to get your night started. Always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at base.com.
Mm-hmm. We're on the bottom of the ninth here at Prince Stadium as the Bay Sox need to at least get one across the board to end the game. If they can score two, they'd pick up their third walk-off win. Let's worry about that first worst. As Bowie trails 5-4, a new pitcher will take over on the mound for Hartford. Right-hander Stevens coming in to try for his second steer. He faces off with Gunner to start first pitch. Fastball just misses low, and the count starts out 0. It's Henderson, Westberg, Ortiz due up in this half inning. P.J. Poulin is done out of the bullpen. He's in line for the win. A score of 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. The 1-0 is lifted foul. Third base side out of play. It touches down on the ball. The count goes even at 1. Jones for Hartford, a 6'5", 195, 24-year-old right-hander from Tallahassee, 21st round draft select 2019. And on the seat for the Goats, he's 2-0 with a 1 ERA in 13 innings, all appearances, 15 strikeouts, walks, the 1-1, down and away, and the count goes to 2-1 on Henderson. He's not allowed a home run this season, Jones. Henderson on the day, 1 fucked in the 7th inning, scored in the 1st. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fouled off back to the screen. Fastball in the outer half, and even at 2. They play him again. Third baseman Shunk in the line. Really expect him to go weakly if he hits away, even though Henderson has an opposite field home run series. The 2-2. Fouled off on the liner left side. Count stayed. And laying him in at 3rd all series. He had a 2-run home run in the field yesterday in the 8th. The middle to center in the 5th, game 1. Another 2-2 offering from Jones is popped to the third base side again, out of play. As Henderson is alive, that's now 6 pitches in appearance. We'll go to a 7th. Bowie 5-4 here in the bottom of the 9th inning. No on, no outs. And just for a quick time, to step out, reset the batting helmet, regrip. Two two Jones, called strike. That one on the outside edge, it lit up. More frustrated in himself to get by because that one was on the zone. We have seen wider pitches called strikes in this game. And after his initial openness, Henderson retreats quietly dugout. That's the first strikeout for Jones. First pitch to Jordan Westberg, fouled off right side. Count opens up at nothing. 5th strikeout all for Hartford pitching. They play Westberg a little to pull, not too heavily. He does pull it about 50% of the time. 0-1. That's a strike called on the outside. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It goes quickly to nothing and 2. Season in Double-A for Jones. Went to Stanford, or Sam, rather, not Stanford. That's the compost. As the next pitch to Berg is called a ball. In placement on the zone, that same pitch was called a strike for Gunnar Henderson. That was the same location that rung him up earlier. On the zone, that should have been a called strike on Westberg. 2 pitch, misses down, and goes even. Look, the best today is that it's just been very consistent. It's really messed with Boo. The 2-2. Misses down, and the count fills. 2-for-4 day for Westberg. A pair of he's up to 11 on the season to lead the team. He's driven in a run with him. He scored also in the 1st inning. The payoff. Westberg pops it up on the inside. Blomgren sees it. Hangs under it for quite a while and finally brings it down. So the Bay Sox down to the final out on the verge of losing their straight. Joey Ortiz is over on the day. Sacrifice fly to tie the game at 2 first inning. Bowie now trails 5 at the bottom of the 9th. First pitch, pop foul. Count opens at nothing and 1. And again, he's in the 6th inning, struck out looking when 2 of the 3 pitches were outside of the zone and should not have been rung up on either of them. And it definitely affects his following plate appearance. As the 0-1 comes in, he swings misses on a breaking ball down. It's nothing and 2. For Bowie, I've said it before, they're not a team that festers too long on things that are their way, but it's just really been today working around the zone the way it's been called to. Popped up on the infield, should do it. Left side as Junk makes the call at 3rd and the catch to end the game. The Bucks lose their 7th straight this evening against Hartford. tonight's final 5-4. We'll step aside. When we come back, we've got post-game, recap this one, and look around the rest of the Eastern League. We're bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. Take the time to catch up on your annual health. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, UVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Fielder's Choice Flex Pass with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value. See the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits and cool exchange options, discounts, and special access to the Diamond View Restaurant and a free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-46-4865 or heading on to baysox.com.
It's time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farm's new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavored coffee beans and brew them one massive cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in real fresh, real fast. Farms.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, put devices, scanning, and workflow, to docker and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-571-0021, or find out about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark, Matt Savanas.
Well, another tough one tonight here at Prince Stadium as the Bay Sox, for the seventh straight time, this time a 5-4 final, Hartford, and it was a close one. As we recap it, we'll take you all the way back time to 6:37 p.m., which came home from Connor Loprich to I. Collins. Things were looking good for Lopin. While he did give up a double to Ezekiel Tarr, he struck out the two batters around him looking, so it was one on with two outs. But walk to Jimmy Herron, and then another walk shunk to load the bases. Jack Blomgren, who has just been seeing the ball so darn well against Bowie, came up and continued torment Bay Sox pitching. Conroy warmed last night but didn't come in the game as the first pitch to Jack Blomgren. Shallow center, a liner, and it falls in first. One run will score, two runs more as the throw comes in late. The eye single as Jack Blomgren continues to demolish the baseballs in Double-A just a couple of days ago. Blomgren, when he went for four this series, that was his performance of the of his double. He's so far gone 4-11 overall in this. The Bay Sox weren't down for too long. They went hard against Nosey's to open. Hudson Haskin and Gunnar Henderson each open with base hit. And then Jordan Westberg, he's getting some good production, especially comes in the form of these doubles. Two. Lifted, show right center. No, this one fairly deep. Running Nicolotti, and it one hops the wall. This is off the top of it. Will score at least one. Haskin rounds third. He comes home to scoring. Henderson stops at third. An RBI double for Jordan West. 10th double of the year. His run driven in. And the Bay Sox suddenly have the tying and go-ahead run in position with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. That wouldn't be it for Bowie, though, in the inning after Westberg would advance third and Bowie would tie the game off a fly by Joey Ortiz. He came up with only one out and gets the lead. But Bowie's in the zone is different than yesterday. The 0-2. This one, a number over to first. It should spawn as it's double clutched by the firstman. He has to turn and go to first, retire Mundy. So he drives it in with the put out. Westberg was sprinting home on the, or on the contact, I should say. And the Bay Sox take to advantage. 3-2 for a little bit as the Sox were held quiet over the next three innings. Phineas Delbonta-Smith. And then for the next two innings after that, Jared Biddy. It was five straight innings. He was just silent. They only sent one minimum to the plate. And all the while, they couldn't get anyone into scoring position. Connor Loprin followed the first inning with a scoreless perfect second. Did give up a lead single in the third, but stranded the runner. And then in the fourth, the first time he went out to try for a fourth inning, he was hit Brenton Doyle. Here's the 1-2. Lifted high and deep to right. Watson back on it. He can't get anywhere. It's gone. Our lead. Two-run shot by Doyle. Jump the 3-2 Bowie lead and make it a Hartford lead. As the game top of the fifth, it would be Ryan Conroy taking over the Sox after Connor Loprich tossed things. And he looked to be in a bit of trouble. Michael Tolia had a one-out single to right field. And Jimmy Aronson, he saw the ball well with a walk and run the first. And he had a big hit, like it could have increased the lead if it weren't for Shane Fontana. With them right now, after cheered out. Here's the payoff. And this one tipped out toward left center field. Haskin run it. He dives but can't get there. Roll toward the wall as it gets picked Fontana. Go sign put on for going first to home. The throw comes in. They got him! What a play from Fontana all down to Hanley. And Tia is thrown out trying to go for home. Incredible Sox. It was a game saver for the time game because as the game stretched deeper in, Ryan Conroy placed by Noah Denoyer, and Denoyer two scoreless innings. As they at the bottom of the seventh, and Jared Biddy continued to stretch. Bowie bet an error with two outs in the seventh. Hudson Haskin reached by Shunk at third base. Henderson drew a walk to push Henderson, or to push Haskin rather, to second. And then Jordan Westberg delivered once again. The three ripped up the third baseline and down for a fair ball to the corner. This will tie the game as Haskins Henderson motors around third, but by more, he would have scored two. The relay throw wobbled, but the game is on a two-out RBI by Jordan Westberg. And I said it, hindsight is 20. It was the right call in the moment to hold up Henderson. Based on with a good relay, Henderson would have home, but if the Bay Sox had decided that would have given them the lead and they could have changed things up. Moved into the top of the ninth, Noah Denoyer was stretching out for a fourth of relief and unfortunately did not go his way when leadoff Daniel Cope stepped to the plate. Would be two start and then switch hitter Isaac Collins to follow. This one is lined out to deep left field for a go-ahead solo homer. Well, done there now as Hartford takes the lead. Cope, second home run of the season. And it's 5-4. Bay Sox would get one chance into the bottom of the ninth with Jones in trying to pick up his second set. Struck out Gunnar Henderson looking after a pop out to Jordan Westberg at Kelly Ortiz. But it's just really today working around the zone the way it's been called. The 0-2 popped up on the field again. This should do it. Left side as Shunk makes the call at third and the catch to end the game. The Bay Sox lose their seventh straight evening against Hartford. Final 5-4. So the full box on tonight. Hartford 5 runs on 10 hits with 1 error on 6. Bowie scores 5 runs on 7 hits with no errors. They 9. P.J. Poulin picks a win. He moves to 1-1 on the season. Denoyer takes the loss for the Bay Sox. 0-1. Stephen Jones gave his second of the year as the game was played in 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,183. With the win, Hartford 22-14 on the season. 4-game winning streak for the Yard Goat. And with the way things are looking in the Eastern League, they might move closer toward that top in the Northeast Division. The Yard Goats are now 9-6. On with the loss, Bowie falls to 13-21, a seasons-long losing streak, as the Bay Sox 8-9 when playing in front of the Hartford. We'll step aside, be back in a bit around the Eastern League, see how this loss affect Bowie in the standings and where it might sit at the end of the day as well, and then look around the Orioles or who looks like Kobe Mayo is having a good day. High A Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a second as Bowie falls tonight 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Game.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach ache, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Chin First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site. Your insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, and First is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, AM to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, it may be on Sunday 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park. Now, you can bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first Catter Day at 301-4-4865-SOX.com.
Everyone deserves a great, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts patients, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two countries' leading orthodontists right here in the DC area, we love to see Bay Sox fit confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We'll be right back.
Back in on base game as we get ready to wrap things up here at the stadium. Again, Bowie falling tonight to 5-4. Season 7-game losing streak for the Bay Sox, and it will have a slight up in their standings in the Southwest Division. As we take a quick cruise around the East, plenty of games coming to a close. Matter of fact, the entire league has up. Harrisburg and Portland have postponement today with some rain, so they'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Turin demolished Binghamton. They had a note of the seventh inning, and while the opponent to break out of it at that point already had a 12 lead, so they eventually won 13. I think that was an easy one for the Ducks. Another big winner came from Reading, 4 over Somerset. So with Hartford, will jump up now only a game and a half back of facing the Northeast Division. Richmond Altoona 5-4 today. A go ahead in the top of the ninth for the road 5-4 final. That's exactly what happened at Prince George's Stadium. But because of that, will now fall to 7 games out of first place. And then a doubleheader up at PMC Park in Erie, and it was a sweep for the home Seawolves, 5-1, 7-0 in game 2. But again, the score about most here is that of Bowie Orioles organization as we take a quick around what the O's affiliates are doing. It's a back-and-forth battle over Truist Field in Charlotte. Triple-A book originally trailed 2, but they put on 4 runs in the 6th and now trail just 7 as that game has moved to the bottom of the 8th over in Charlotte. Kobe Mayo, an excellent day down in Aberdeen, a multi-home run game for the hot prospect. And Birds lead Rome 5-1 in high A action there. So just 3 more to pick up their 26th of the season. They're 20-8 right now. So again, whatever happens with Bowie, no matter how the first half may go, they get a wave of prospect hot hitters from Aberdeen will at some point this year. It could really turn things around. Bowie a clear shot at the second half here in 2020. One other score in action, Delarvo holding on to a slim 4-3 edge over the Fredericksburg Nationals in the top of the ninth. The Shorebirds are just one out away from up the win. It would be their 13th. As mentioned, though, the score that matters most on this production is of Bowie's, and unfortunately, the Bay Sox come up on the losing end once again this evening. Tomorrow, these two sides get back to it at 35 as Griffin McClarty will start. It sounds like Hartford is making a change. It should be right-handed pitcher Baird, if I'm not mistaken. 6'5 righty from Parker Otto, making his second season with the Yard Goats. McGowan won on the year with a 14 tray, making his third spot start for the Bay Sox. It's actually 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. That means DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:45. One final time here from Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabata saying thank you for stopping by as Bowie falls to Hartford tonight, 5-4. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.